We here at Ragnarok would like to thank all of our patrons, such as Carl Black,
Yoglet,
Steve Arazia,
Michael Davis,
James Burton.
Now do it right.
James Burns,
Michael Drescher,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Dad Gunner,
Stephen Best,
Michael Hopkins,
Several Bets,
William Wilson,
Chad Swenson,
Brownie Davis,
Savarik.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, you guys forgot about me.
Oh no, your card was declined, James, so this is what you get.
I'll just scream what I'm doing.
Oh my god.
That sounds great. Anyway, hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Tonight we're going to be playing Urban Shadows. This is a little one-shot that I have loosely outlined, so we'll see how this goes.
Loosely.
It goes loosely. Why don't you guys introduce...
Why
are you guys still scared by
that? I don't know, call me that time.
Playing Vic, who is the wolf. And he is a man wearing dirty clothes. He's a dirty clothed man. And, he likes long walks on the beach. And he likes, well, not the beach. He likes long walks, hikes in the woods, and likes to smell flowers and pee on trees. That's Vic.
those are his own likes. He likes to smell flowers and pee on trees.
Yeah.
Now he's got two things he likes to do. That's good.
Yeah.
Simple pleasures.
I'm Alex. I am playing the wizard, Joaquin the Mendicant. He is an older man, like in his 60s. He wears tattered, street-worn clothes. He's dirty. He has a full beard. And sun-worn skin, like leathery, with creases in it from being out in the sun, because he is also mostly homeless, except he has a Sanctum Sanctorum, which is a hidden room in the local branch of the library, which has a secret door that you can only find if you know what you're looking for. He does magic. He has an assistant named Wesley. And his Sanctum has a mystical prison inside it.
What does that look like?
What does the mystical prison look like?
So like a mirror universe and stuff for Superman?
That's pretty good and terrible.
Okay, yeah, there's...
in a mirror.
There's a hall of mirrors, and each one of them is a cell.
Oh, my God.
That's like just like a small parallel dimension where like the entire dimension is just like an 8x8 cube.
Oh.
And there's nothing outside it. That's the entirety of that universe.
Yeah, this character is not Superman.
Yep.
Hey, Joaquin, what was up with that blue S you threw at the mail?
I do that sometimes.
And I'm Eric, and I will be playing Simone. She is a fae. She wears messy clothing. She's quite eccentric. She lives in the park. We saw Crystal Park was the name, right?
Crystal Park is the name, yeah.
She's a fixture there. People see her there all the time.
With the ducks?
Sometimes with the ducks. She's very friendly to other people who come around her, so, you know, they kind of... She doesn't, cause trouble. People seem to, you know, like her. It's probably because she's a fae, and that has something to do with it. She has unearthly grace, is the move I took. And she belongs to the court of paws and whiskers. She always wears a little pendant with a paw on it.
Oh, yeah. I have to figure out what my focus is. Keep going. I need to...
That's all I had.
Oh, yeah. I got to talk about my territory?
Yeah.
My territory is a small, low-class neighborhood...
We decided to go. We're playing a little fast and loose with the geography of the Bronx. We're going with East Tremont.
East Tremont. Well, his territory is. By default, by the way, it's plus crime is up. I'm not sure if you knew.
Okay.
Vic is widely known as the place's protector. It's right off of Mirror Lake.
Lake Mirror.
Lake Mirror Park. And so he uses that, the grounds, to roam and hunt. And so the place is plagued by a mystical or supernatural presence. And there's a young oracle that overseer that Vic has offered to protect from the magical mafia. And so, yeah, she's hanging out there, probably in his apartment or something. And, that's it.
And I did not ask. You said she is wanted for her power, her divination power by the magical mob. Is there a mafioso in particular who's after her, or?
I think so.
Here, if you want, I've got some names.
Alright, let's see, his name is Augustus.
Oof. Gloop?
Yeah. Augustus.
Okay.
The Hunter. Gloop.
Augustus the Hunter. Okay. So as Vic has indicated, something is going down in the confines of East Tremont. None of you can quite put your finger on it, but you've all had brushes with it over the past couple of weeks. I wrote you guys love letters, so if you could open those up.
Speaking of love letters, your wife's home.
Aww. Hi, honey.
Hi.
At least I hope it was your wife. I didn't actually see. I just assumed.
Yeah. It's Paul.
Nope, it's a home invasion.
Ah, damn.
It's my Paul.
It was a 50-50 shot.
But someone swatted us.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Will we leave it in the recording?
I don't think. Yeah, I would not want to tell a SWAT team. I'm just going to press this button to stop the recording.
No, but I mean, like, will we edit it out?
Or I don't think so. It's evidence.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, Karen.
We thought of you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you got us cookies.
Thank you.
Want to take her shopping with me?
Awesome.
You're nicer than Eric.
Yeah, but...
So whoever wants to go first, I'm pretty sure these can be resolved in any order.
You want to go first?
All right.
You went first before?
All right. A powerful creature you've never seen before has been hunting people in your territory. During your last transformation, you had a run-in with it that you can't quite remember. To find out how it went, I will roll... Plus blood. That was 2d6s?
Mm-hmm. All it's right. Regular PBDA rules.
Alright, here we go. Oh, no, that's Sudoku.
give me a second before I roll my dice. I gotta solve this puzzle.
Yeah, man.
Do all my magic for Sudoku puzzles.
Oh, by the way, my focus, I decided it's a bracelet that I have, and all the beads are like hand-carved stones. Each one represents a different spell.
Cool.
So I have to like hold it and while I mumble my
words. Roll a 6. My blood is a plus 2, so that's an 8. So on a 7 and 9, it was an even match. You can choose to take the clue, but you must mark 1 D3 harm. All right.
So yeah, you can have some kind of a clue that gives you a hint as to what it was or how it might be vulnerable.
It's a D3.
So you roll a D6 and divide it by two, round up.
Got a 3, so that's about 2. Round up 2.
All right.
I take 2 harm.
Yeah, you mark 2 harm.
Jeez.
So that's gonna smart. you come to the next morning.
So how do you mark harm? You do faint and then
You start with faint
grievous.
And then you mark I forget the different levels.
Grievous
and critical. So you must have gotten your furry ass handed to you pretty badly.
Well, he got his. It was an even fight, so he got his ass.
Yeah,
to him too.
You probably. It was. It. You have a feeling it was a. You know. You. But you should see the other guy kind of moment.
Yeah.
You have something like jammed into you.
Ow.
Like in your side, in like the fleshy bits. Mm-hmm. You think it like just may have missed your intestines because you don't feel like septic or you're not in an inordinate amount of pain. But it's definitely something is broken off inside your abdomen.
Oh, that's not good.
So you mark off two harm and take the you write down on the line next to it.
Yeah.
I would call it flesh wound.
Okay.
So like with proper treatment, once you get whatever it is out of your side and maybe get a couple of stitches. That'll heal up fine. It's probably not going to get any worse unless you, like, jostle yourself, in which case, you know, you might nick your intestines and...
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Why didn't you call it a thorn in your side?
I mean, I guess we could. If you feel free to call it a thorn in your side. but that's your clue. Whatever is broken off inside.
In
I've got a gut feeling about this. Ow! No, really, I can feel it in my gut.
Where do you usually come to after your nights of hunting?
Japan.
I could probably always make it somehow. Well, I can transform back.
Yeah.
And will. So I probably somehow I go back. I probably always crash. I crash like 90% of the time back home.
Okay. So yeah, you wake up. I'm guessing you like climbed in through an open window for your fire escape. You wake up on your kitchen floor, in like a small pool of blood.
Yeah.
You're bruised and cut up pretty badly, which is not typical for you. Mm-hmm. And you go to the bathroom to wash up, and you look down, and you see the wound. The thing sticking out of your side appears to be metallic. You can just see the end of it like poking out, and it looks like it was bent and like wrenched off of whatever.
Oh boy.
It doesn't look like a blade.
Oh boy!
It looks just like a jagged piece of metal stuck in you.
Is there some type of like supernatural doctor in the neighborhood that patches me up?
Sure. It could either be Joaquin, or we can invent another NPC that would do that.
Oh.
Do you have anything that would do that?
Actually, if I could change my sanctum so that it has an apothecary. So I could do that. Yeah. So I'll ditch the focus circle.
Okay.
And so I have an apothecary.
All right, I'll go. I'll make my way to Joaquin's.
Okay, so speaking of Joaquin...
That's that guy.
Let's have him roll his move.
All right. Something has been interfering with your arcane experiment, and you suspect an old enemy might be involved. To find out the circumstances, roll plus power. So that's the faction, right?
Yeah.
All right. Not great. That's a 5.
Oof.
So... on a 10 plus, tell the MC who your enemy is and why you can't stand them. On a 7 to 9, as above, but choose one. On a 6 minus, I choose all 3. So, my enemy is, and this would be like a person, right?
Yeah, maybe it could be a rival wizard or somebody else in your faction who just rubs you the wrong way and who has like a rival wizard.
So, it's going to be someone who's like the opposite. They use magic to like accumulate personal wealth
and power.
Yeah. They go by Desmond the Gilded.
Okay.
That's how he's referred to.
Whatever's going on in the neighborhood, you sense that Desmond is behind it somehow. And something that you were doing, you know, like, went catastrophically awry because of it.
Yep. The interference has publicly humiliated you. Tell the MC what happened. Take -1 to your next roll of power. Your spell misfired, causing harm to an innocent. Tell the MC who got hurt, and take -1 to your next roll of mortality. And you were harmed when the spell went awry. Tell the MC how, and mark 2 harm.
Did you choose all those?
Yes. Because I rolled a 5. So I'm thinking it was probably all the same thing that happened at once.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in my sanctum. I was in the park. Because there's good energy there for doing spells like this.
It's a natural place of power.
Yeah. Place of power. Gotta be. I was trying to do a spell to home in on whatever was causing the interference.
Mm-hmm.
And I got locked into, I quickly realized it was Desmond, and we kind of got like locked into a battle of wills kind of thing. And he overpowered me, which caused like a mystical backlash, so like energy went flying everywhere, and there was someone who was like jogging in the park who got like hit with just a bolt of energy and wounded, and I was also wounded, and you know, Desmond is now bragging that he was able to overpower me, so that's hurt my that he's humiliated me too.
Right. It's hurt your reputation with your fellow wizards.
Yes, and with the mortals, because I hurt one, and I'm physically hurt.
What kind of harm did it do to you? It doesn't necessarily have to be physical harm. Like, you're not necessarily burned. Maybe you have, like, a corrupted aura or...
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking... Unstable spirit right now.
Okay.
That's not how you spell unstable. There's an N there.
And speaking of the park, these fireworks went down in your territory, Simone. So why don't we roll your move as well?
All right. My move says, a spate of ill luck has plagued the community in recent weeks, and you have taken it upon yourself to investigate. Roll plus wild to determine the circumstances. I got a 10. It says on a 10, you hold... Yeah, wow, I can't... Words. On a 10, you hold a debt on somebody, perhaps a member of your fae court, who might have a lead on what's happening. Tell the MC who and why they owe you.
All right, so who do you know that might know what's going on here?
I think it would be good to have another member of the fae court, maybe. Not one who stays in the park like I do, but a visiting one. His name is Roman.
Reigns.
Yes.
But
I'm affiliated with cats. He's affiliated with dogs, like big dogs.
Yeah. Big dog. It's his yard.
Okay. So, you know what? I think there is actually something that we forgot to do. Which is debts. You guys all have...
We're like elephants.
You guys all have debts. So let's do... We'll cut back to Vic. Vic.
There's 3 debts. I have 3.
Are these like between us or with other people too?
It could be with NPCs or with PCs, but for one shots they encourage
you
to be.
I get to say why Roman owed me a debt.
Oh, sorry. Why did?
No, it's not important. Clearly,
it's not.
I'm gonna say that.
Ooh, wow.
I stopped him from Seth Rollins hitting him with a chair. he kind of found himself in some trouble, like, let's see. What kind of supernatural thing could have happened that maybe in this ill luck he was about to get hit by a motorcycle or something.
Oh, and you saved his life?
Yeah, passing through the road in the park.
Ooh. Passing through the road. It's me, the big dog, passing down the road. Oh, wow. I'm the big dog.
That's what I hear.
I save him and he just goes, "You're the real big dog now, Simone." Suffering succotash.
Okay. So we're looking at, let's see, the wolf.
I'm a wolf.
Oh, whoa.
All right. So let's, since there's only three of you guys, let's do, each of you, I think, have,
three different ones.
Yeah. Each of you have, like, one, you have a debt on somebody, and one, someone
owes you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the one that owes, because it says, the one that says, they owe me a debt. Someone losing a territory, but benefiting from my protection, so I guess Farrah could be Farrah.
Okay,
that's so, kind of spot on. Yeah,
yeah. So Farrah owes you a debt. So yeah. you write that in under your debts. There's there's a spot for it. So you can basically go to her, and if she doesn't want to help you for some reason, you can say, "Well, you know, I protect your ass."
Yeah.
All right. And then I guess the one that you're in debt to is someone hired you for a job and you fucked it up. You owe them two debts.
Oh, gosh.
So who is that?
That's one of us.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a better...
So, and you fucked it up. I'll say that I fucked up a job for... I don't remember any of these guns' characters' names.
I'm Joaquin and Eric Simone.
All right. I guess Simone, I guess.
Okay, so Simone, what did you hire Vic for that he screwed up royally? Because you can't trust those dogs, those dog people.
Let's see. Maybe I wanted to keep an eye on... someone who I was a little suspicious of, who was more in his area than mine. And, it just went bad. Like, he ends up not getting the information I wanted, maybe even accidentally being noticed.
Okay. So you wanted to keep an eye on whom?
Let's see. The groundskeeper of the park has been acting suspiciously.
Okay.
I'm not, something just, it seems off to me about him.
All right.
I killed
Keith. That went very
not
wrong.
Not Willie.
Keith Gruber.
Listen, I'm a wolf and feral sometimes, all right? It just happens.
Do you keep an eye on Keith? I have his pelvis.
I have his eyes.
Maybe he was shifty. I just killed him.
Oh, it was Simone.
Maybe he was a pedophile. So I snapped. Took him out.
Because he...
ate a guy.
Accidentally killed Keith Gruber, the groundskeeper at Crystal Park. All right. Mr. Wizardman.
That's me. So, which ones am I doing?
Just do one of the debts that you hold and someone who holds debts on you.
All right, well, I only have one debt that I hold. You are helping someone keep a dangerous secret. They owe you a debt. Vic isn't quite as in control of his transformations as he makes it seem. And I give him some magical assistance to keep things in control.
Okay. So you've got, like, some kind of magical drugs that help him suppress the transformation.
Is that okay?
I mean, I did... my fortune thing is I control that will.
Oh, never mind that.
My problem was I transform my wolf form at will, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that it might not be like a continuing thing. Maybe that you have that because he did some kind of ritual to give you that power.
Mm. Okay. Mm. So Vic owes me one debt for getting his wolf shit together. And then I owe someone two debts.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is your go-to when you get into trouble. You owe them two debts. I was kind of thinking back.
It could be, like, if you guys are going to go favor for favor.
Mm. Yeah. So, Vic, I owe you two debts.
I owe you one?
Yep.
Yeah. So you probably want to write that down, Vic. And then Miss Fay Lady.
All right. So I have two of them that have someone owing me a debt. I have one that could be either way.
Well, aren't you special?
Yeah. Thank you. Let's see. You entrusted someone with a dangerous task. Ask them if they succeeded or failed. If they succeeded, you owe them a debt. If they failed, they owe you two debts. But that's my only one that could possibly be me owing them a debt. So maybe they whatever it is, and whoever it is, they succeeded, so I owe them a debt.
The Fae playbook is about having leverage on people to a pretty large degree, so...
Right. Seems like it, yeah. Because a lot of the abilities have to do with... debts owed.
Yeah. So you don't have to owe a debt and own debts. You could rather hold debt. You could just hold debt if you want. That way you have things you can cash in.
Can I pay my credit card debt?
No, if you pay your credit card debt, that defeats the purpose.
Maybe another one is there. You were keeping something hidden for someone. They owe you a debt. Maybe I'm keeping something hidden for Joaquin.
All right. So Joaquin? What is Simone keeping hidden for you?
I confiscated a magical relic from one of the people in my prison,
mm-hmm.
And I can't keep it in the same place because his proximity to it gives him power. So I trusted it to Simone to keep it somewhere safe.
Okay.
So whoever it was can't.
So Simone, what was that, and where do you keep it hidden?
Up my butt! Maybe some sort of magic symbol that's like the focus for... like a powerful wizard's focus.
Maybe another one of those focus bracelets.
Sure, yeah.
You disarmed him, and now he's in your prison, and you notice that some of the beads hanging off that bracelet are corrupt magic.
Yes, they are.
So where do you hide it?
Well, I don't have much of my own place.
I mean, you could just, like, bury it in the park or something. Yeah. Just keep it. I mean, like, it just...
Yeah, I bury it in the park because one of my abilities is that I could shape-change into an animal. I shape-changed into a mole and dug a burrow and buried it under there.
Hans Molden?
There's a mole in our group, Meyer.
Hans Molden.
Right, and then,
well, I already have a debt owed.
Yeah.
Vic owes me a debt, and my NPC Roman owes me a debt.
All right, so I think we're good as far as the debts are concerned.
And Will owes us all debts.
Yeah. And we owe Will debts, because he graces us with his presence.
CFA,
Will. Will's the whip-faking.
So let's get back to Vic.
That's me with the thing in my gut.
Yeah, Vic, you're pretty badly hurt, and you know some place you can go, someone you can go to help you out. Mm-hmm. Joaquin, what state does he find you in when he comes into your sanctum?
Joaquin is agitated. Like, he doesn't look physically harmed, but his eyes are a little more wild than usual. He's just kind of, like, pacing around while, Wesley is, like, trying to get him to calm down. Oh, is that fucking bastard Desmond again? I know it.
Yes, I know, sir. Perhaps you ought to sit down. You seem a little on edge.
Of course, I'm on edge.
You seem to be phasing a little bit.
Oh, jeez, yeah. He's doing something dark, Wesley. I can feel it.
Well, we're never going to figure it out unless you calm down, sir.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, jeez. Get it.
Yes. Wesley opens the door, and you can see right away that it has not been a good night for Joaquin or Wesley either. He looks, there are bags under his eyes, and he looks like white as a sheet with fright. Vic, please, come in. Joaquin, does he address you as a... Does he have a title?
I would think that there should be a title. Like, mm-hmm. he should call me master or something, but Joaquin eschews that because he's all about, like, getting rid of that stuff.
Right.
So, like, if there was another wizard here, he would have to call me master.
In front of...
But otherwise, he just calls me Joaquin.
Oh, yeah. Joaquin, oh my, you're hurt.
You gonna bleed all over my floor again?
Maybe.
All right, get in here. Wesley, go get the mop.
Certainly. He closes the door and rushes off to the supply closet.
What the hell happened to you?
I just put something big in me.
Joaquin is not a doctor. He, like, walks over and grabs the end of the metal thing and kind of, like, jiggles it around.
That is extremely painful. He should not do that.
I growl a little bit.
Something made of metal?
Yeah.
No, I say to him, something big and mean and what, made of metal?
I don't wear much, all right?
All right, get in here. I walk him into the apothecary, which has, like, an examination table. All right, well, I'm going to have to take it out.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. Take it out. Do your magic and heal it up.
All right, jeez, calm down. What are you, some kind of animal? Nah, all right.
Always gets old.
Joaquin goes to, like, a glass cabinet and starts pulling out various vials and things. Then he goes to another glass cabinet and pulls out a unmarked bottle of brown alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uncorks it, walks over to Vic and holds it out to him to take a drink.
I drink it.
All right, Vic drinks it. Then I pour some onto his wound. And then Joaquin takes a big swig of it, too, and sets it down. And then gets a mortar and pestle and starts, measuring things out and putting them in and grinding it up.
Making a poultice to slap on his wound?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to say go ahead and let it out.
Let it out.
I'm letting it out?
Let it out, Joey. Yeah, you're using your magic.
Roll with spirits. Okay. Actually, do I have any spells? No, I don't have spells. That'll help. Nope.
Yeah, that's the general, like, using supernatural weirdness.
I just didn't know if I had to double check. I can make myself invisible, but that's not really going to help. 12.
Okay, great.
So, on 10 plus, ignore the corruption, or choose another one from the list. Let's see.
Yay!
On a hit, choose one and mark corruption. On 10 plus, ignore the corruption or choose... Okay. take definite hold of something vulnerable or exposed.
You certainly did that. I would give that one to you for free.
Extend your senses, supernatural, otherwise frighten, intimidate, or impress your opposition. Take definite hold of something vulnerable or exposed. All right, so I Joaquin finishes mixing up the poultice, and Wesley comes in with like a bandage on a tray.
Mm-hmm.
I slather it on. Like, all right, you ready?
Yeah.
On the count of three, I take forceps and grab the thing. One, and just yank it out, and then slap the poultice on.
Vic, that sucked. Yep. But you can heal. You can heal two harm.
Back to none. Alright.
And then I'm gonna go. I'm assuming that whatever it is covered in blood.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna go to the sink and start washing it off.
It's surprisingly clean.
How big is it now that it's out of him?
It is probably about 5 or 6 inches long.
Ooh,
it was in there nice and deep.
That is nasty.
Let me see it.
Let me wash the blood off first. You're lucky this didn't kill you. Here.
I grab it and I sniff it. And I'm a bloodhound. I must try to get the scent of it.
Okay.
I got a 12.
Sweet.
So on a 10 plus, so when I hunt someone, I roll plus blood. On a hit, you know exactly where to find them, and you can follow their scent until you do. And on a 10 plus, I get a plus 1 forward against them.
Okay. It smells like... it smells like a highway overpass near here. Mm-hmm. It's one of those old crumbling like mid-century elevated highways. Went through the neighborhood and you know turned it into a kind of a hellhole.
Oh.
Homeless kids kind of hang out under there and live there. And you recognize that scent of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a look at the thing or?
Yeah, I mean, I pulled it out of him.
Yeah. You see what appears to be part of a binding spell. It's a weird mix of ancient Greek and Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Is that? Could I tell from looking at it? Would it be something to bind? Like what kind of binding spell? Could I tell?
Yeah, it's a fragment, but it. It looks like something that a wizard might use to bind like a living construct together.
Ah. I bet Desmond's behind it.
You do recognize his signature style on this.
Well, I do have a library of old tomes. Could I research it to see if I can find out more?
Sure.
There's a thing, when you go to your sanctum, for a spell ingredient, relic, or tome, roll a spirit on a temp. I guess it would be for a tome?
Yeah.
You've got pretty much just the thing. On a 7 to 9, you've got something close, but it's flawed or lacking in some significant way. On a miss, you don't have what you're looking for, but you know someone who probably has it in stock. Alright, so, let's see. Do I got it?
What you want?
I got a spirit, that's an 11.
Alright.
So I've got pretty much just the thing. So I look at it for a second. Wait a minute, hold on. And I walk away to my bookshelves and come back a minute later with like this old book.
It's a codex. It's one of those big like rolled up scrolls.
Yeah.
And it's original like papyrus copy, like may have at some point been in the Library of Alexandria old. And you unroll it on the table and start, like, you know, twisting your way through it.
Yep.
To find the specific spell there.
Thing. This is made of metal.
Yeah, it looks like just like turning it over in your hand.
Yeah.
It looks like a piece of it looks like a piece of aluminum.
No. Yeah, I toss it to, I don't need it anymore. I'll toss it to the wizard. He seems like he's into it.
It's now embedded in the wizard's eye.
So you toss it into his abdomen.
I recognize these symbols. It's a binding spell. Do I get any more info from the scroll?
Like I said, it's used as part of an animation spell designed to make inanimate objects come to life.
Seems like some wizard is trying to bring something to life.
Do you know any idea of which wizard that is?
I might have an inkling. I ran into someone metaphysically last night. An old son of a bitch named Desmond.
Well, if you want to pay him a visit, I might know, have a clue where to find him. I got the scent of from the thing, so I may know at least. Get us closer to him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know where he lives or where his sanctum is, but he has much better security than I do. In that he has security. I've got Wesley.
Hello.
Good luck with that.
Wesley is like mopping up
the blood. Yeah,
he's got the apron and the yellow rubber gloves and.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Wesley's a good kid, but he's about as useful in a fight as a wet paper bag. No offense
to the wet paper bag.
Is there going to be violence, Joaquin? Should I make myself scarce?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, not here anyway. You're safe here. For the most part. Why don't we go see if Simone knows anything? I mean, you were out prowling last night at the park?
Like every night.
Well, I was in the park when I ran into Desmond. So, Simone spends a lot of time in the park. Maybe she saw something.
I do.
All right, so we cut to Simone. What are you up to in the park today?
I figured she's laying on her usual bench. She has one that, you know, most of the people tend to see her at most often. She's probably just relaxing at the moment. She's very calm.
So there are
Vic, who's very feral.
So you're just sort of hanging out in the park on your usual bench.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before these guys come in, there is a uniformed NYPD officer walks up to you.
He rips in half.
Excuse me, ma'am.
How's it going today? How are you?
Well.
What time of year is it, by the way?
I'll turn that one right back to you guys. I mean, considering you're mostly homeless, do you want it to be winter and it's a terrible time to be the two of you, or?
I'd say spring.
Okay, so everything's just starting to thaw. It's a crisp spring morning, but it's lovely out.
Okay.
Like Will.
And the cherry blossoms are just starting to come out.
Oh, officer, I hope you're enjoying the weather today. It is a beautiful day out.
Sure am, ma'am. Does this officer know you?
Probably.
Okay.
I would say, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Quack, quack.
Simone, you know I'd normally, you know, roust you out for loitering here.
I'm just having a sit. You know, it's a very common thing that many people do here. And I, you know, this park is my favorite.
Yes, I do. And it is a public park. No law against being here in the daytime. Listen, you wouldn't have happened to have been here last night, would you?
Yeah, you know, I like to stay around this area. I was here last night.
Listen, we.
Oh, that's the smartest thing to say.
we had a bit of an incident.
There was a
jogger. Probably shouldn't have been in the park anyway, but he was found this morning. Pretty badly hurt. Had to call an ambulance.
Oh goodness!
Was wondering if you might have seen anything.
See, now I'm trying to think if she would have seen anything.
Well, that's up to you. I'll let you decide. Mm-hmm. If you have seen anything, do you want to tell him? Because that was Joaquin's little snafu there.
Well, I think she probably wouldn't
want to cast suspicion of any kind.
Right.
All right. So what do you say to the officer?
Goodness, officer, I don't believe I know anything about it. I must have been just so fast asleep. I wish I could help you, officer. You know I would if I could. But I'm afraid I'm uncertain about this event.
All right.
Hold on. I have to where is it?
You mark corruption because you're telling a lie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, let's see how he takes it. Roll plus mind.
Was this the trick?
Yeah.
I have in our blood when you trick someone, roll with heart instead of mind.
Okay. So you're especially good at lying.
Oh, I got a mark.
Which is very strange since I take corruption for it. But
I have the mark of corruption too.
No.
The hunting I got.
Uh oh.
For what?
It's like when I hunt him, I'm hunting him. Blood.
Well, that's
I'm
bad.
I'm hunting him, so I
rolled very well. I got a 12. Yeah. I have unearthly grace whenever I roll with heart and roll a 12 plus mark corruption.
Yeah, blood at my smith dad. So all right.
So that's 2 corruption, which gives me another corruption advance.
Okay.
So do I erase both all my?
Yeah, you clear your corruption track, and you mark another advance. So.
Simone, I figure my character would probably be getting a good amount of corruption during this.
Simone, how do you use your feline fey powers to really sell this to this cop?
I figure I'm very sly and, like, very graceful about my words. And, you know, I spin the yarn to be able to, like, keep his attention and keep it where I want it to be. So it's just an unearthly kind of way that I...
All right. So you have a preternatural like feline presence, and you give him the big kitty cat eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't possibly be at fault here or be lying. On a hit, they are fooled at least for a moment. On a 10 plus, pick 3. So.
Oh, wait, sorry. I was trying to figure out my corruption.
Your other thing.
But, hold on, sorry. I'm going to avoid further entanglements because I don't want to be...
hassled by the police?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Maybe exposing a weakness or flaw and just kind of, you know, playing... Because he knows me, he knows I don't... Even though I'm in the park where I probably shouldn't be, I don't cause trouble.
Yeah.
And maybe he just doesn't want to give trouble to me because I'm a nice person. I'm thinking of creating an opportunity, but I don't know what opportunity I'd be creating.
All right. Well, the weakness or flaw that you expose, this is a particularly weird event. There was a guy who was found, like, really badly burned, with no evidence of damage to the area surrounding him. It doesn't look like there was any kind of explosion or fire. Just a dude, like, on the side of the path, singed. Mm-hmm. So they are looking for a simple explanation for this, something mundane. So if you can give them, you know, like some kind of a false lead, they'll jump on it because they're looking for any kind of ground.
Like very badly sent, like is it like burns, like
yeah, probably like first or second degree burns, depending on what part of his body was.
I hit him right in the butt.
What kind of, like, what age was the person?
We'll say it was a middle-aged guy. You see him around the park every once in a while. His name is, let's see, his name is Leroy.
Mm. How much does it look like James?
Not really at all. Mm. He's one of those, like, health-conscious and fit middle-aged guys. Mm-hmm. Yes, James.
I was thinking she could probably lead him towards like some sort of fireworks mishap, like he had some
some teens are shooting off like Roman candles.
It is getting close to graduation time for college.
And those teens and their Roman candles.
Yep. They're bottle rockets.
Maybe he was hit by a bottle rocket.
he just gets hit by about, just goes flying, like somersaulting through the air.
Expecto Patronum.
Well, you know, it is getting, you know, we do have some rowdy types in the park. Not that they're bad-hearted, of course. I'm sure everyone has a good heart. You know, people are naturally good-hearted, but I'm sure there's some of those teenage, they're getting close to graduation time, and everyone wants to celebrate, and, you know, everyone has fun with those fireworks and everything. Perhaps it was a mishap.
It was a mishap.
Well.
It was a pretty severe mishap.
Yes.
An awful
tragedy. I hope it wasn't someone I knew.
Did you happen to see anyone?
Not that I recall.
Teens with fireworks, right. That's good. Thanks, Simone. He's got one of the little radios, and he starts telling them to be on the lookout for, you know, traces of Roman candles and bottle rockets and kids shooting off fireworks as he moves deeper into the park. So you guys, do you have a vehicle,
nope.
Joaquin or Vic? No, not at all.
I have a phone.
All right.
We live in the city.
So it says gear. Do we have all those things, or?
I believe you choose whatever you want.
We take the train.
Because mine says I have.
You have all of it unless it gives you like a checklist too.
Oh, okay.
Because mine says I have a nice house or apartment and a car and a smartphone.
Yeah.
And a nice house and apartment and car don't seem like they fit what I'm doing.
Yeah. No, I don't have those.
I have a double
bed. You can choose not to. That's fine.
A shitty cell phone.
I have a decent cell phone though. I figure my sanctum is probably close to the park, so that seems to be like if you live right by the park.
Yeah.
And if I patch you up when you get hurt, you don't want to be like taking the train across town.
All right.
So it's probably within walking distance of the park.
Yeah.
We'll say the library like fronts on one end of the park.
Yeah, that'd be
It was a really nice like WPA project in the in the 40s. They built a new edifice for the library on the park, and it's people can like sit out on the lawn and read, and there's benches.
There's fever at Fist.
it's really nice. It's all that god awful red brick, but
well, I mean, can't have everything.
Yeah. So you guys find Simone in her usual spot.
Hey.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. What brings you here today? Well, why should I ask that? It's such a lovely place to visit.
You see anything last night? In the park.
I saw some things. I see many things. I keep my eyes open when I can.
I mean, not like squirrels or anything.
I did see many squirrels, though.
I said not squirrels.
You sure you don't want to know about the squirrels?
I don't want to know about the squirrels.
Oh, it's such a shame.
Look, I got into a bit of a magic fight last night, and Vic got beat up by something.
The other guy.
Well, that's what we want to do. We want to find the other guy.
I know where the other guy is.
Oh.
Remember I told you I sniffed it out. I know where it is.
Oh, you lit... Oh, I thought that was like a figure of speech. Like you were sniffing it out. You were trying to... I didn't realize you actually... Oh, sorry.
I literally smelled where it is. I mean, the underpass.
Oh, well, apparently we're going to go to the underpass. You want to come?
I've got nothing else on my schedule right now. I did... Well, you were asking me if I saw anything last night.
You know, I'm literally a wolf, right? Like, it's not a figure of speech.
I
turn into a wolf.
But, I mean, you're not a wolf now. I didn't know how much the wolf held over between you and the wolf.
Well, I have an excellent sense of smell.
Oh, okay.
And, yes, sometimes I mark my territory when I want to.
Oh, we all do it.
I wasn't going to ask, but, okay. You do. Okay, wow. Why don't we go hang out under the underpass? That'll be...
So I have to... Then I have to be that dominant one. I have to go. I have to pee over hers.
Right.
To mock my dominance.
Yes, perhaps this...
Can I catch a memory wipe on myself? I'm kidding.
Perhaps this, sojourn over there.
He just goes blank for a second. We're going to go hang out under the underpass.
Perhaps it will help keep my mind off the, the ugliness that I saw last night.
What ugliness? That's what we're here for.
Oh, yes, the man. Oh, terrible, terrible burns.
Oh. You know, but we're not worried about that.
What happened there?
Do I know exactly what happened? Or, I mean, you said
that... You get a sense of it. You know that it was magic, and you kind of... I'm guessing with your feline senses, you can kind of pick up the connection between Joaquin and what went down.
When I got into that fight with Desmond, there was a little spillover, and someone might have gotten hurt.
Yes, someone...
Kill a civilian.
I didn't kill anyone.
Well, I mean...
It injured him.
Perhaps
he injured or dead.
The complications from... Sorry?
Did the civilian survive, or...
Sadly, no.
No, but you said he was badly hurt.
Yeah, he's just...
badly hurt. I misunderstood. I thought you said
dead. It's just like first and second degree burns.
Oh.
They found him unconscious by the side of the path, called an ambulance, and he's in the hospital.
Sadly, no. Or was it yes?
No, he did. I watched them take him away in an ambulance.
All right.
So wait, is he dead or not?
He's not!
Oh, all right.
Oh, but... Terribly injured.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, he was jogging in the park at night. He's probably a creep anyway.
All right, this kid... You know what, kids? There's teens that stay on that underpass. So I'm going now. I'm going to head over and make sure they're okay. If I smell the thing there...
Well, if it was big enough, he's trying to bring some inanimate thing to life, and if it was big enough and strong enough to fuck you up, it's probably pretty frickin' big. So, we should go together.
Well, I mean, I'm not stopping from walking with me. I'm just walking.
I'm sorry, I'm misinterpreting everything you're saying tonight.
I've got nothing
to say. I'm a little jangled from that fight.
I'll come along,
Is there any way I could heal myself, Ryan?
Yeah. If you want, you can do the... you know what? Since you rolled a 12 on that let it out roll, right?
Yeah.
So you can apply some of that same...
salve.
The salve to you.
How much would that get rid of?
Just clear it out.
Cool. Thank you. My spirit is stabilized.
You gotta lay off the booze there, wizard.
Hey! Don't tell me to lay off the booze. That's what my sponsor's for.
Oh, we have the most lovely booze back home. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, I don't know if mortals... Well, you're not mortals, but I don't know if...
No, we're mortal. We die. I can die.
Well, yes,
definitely immortal.
There's some differences from between, but not...
Well, we're not, like, in the mortality faction.
Well, I mean... I think with...
I'm still human, because it literally says, mages are among the deadliest and most powerful of all humans.
With Joaquin, the I can die part is sort of optional, depending on how dark he wants to get.
Well, I
and
did
how desperate he is to avoid that death thing.
I was thinking, because this is what do you desperately need, so I put a vial of an immortal's blood. So I'm thinking Joaquin's maybe trying to, like, philosopher stone himself.
Okay.
And he's, find immortality.
He's kind of working on that whole Nicholas Flamel deal. Maybe he'll make some gold. Maybe he'll be immortal. You know, one of those
maybe.
Two.
No, not the gold.
Maybe that's right.
Maybe he'll turn himself into gold.
Yes. He's the beggar god. That's
but
the gold.
But Vic, even though you are a creature of the night, you are... very mortal in some cases if someone brings the right weapons to bear on you.
Yeah.
So the three of you are heading over to the overpass?
Yeah.
No, we're heading to the underpass. Over to the underpass.
We're heading over to the underpass.
Right, we're heading over to the underpass so we can go under the overpass.
I want to head under to the overpass. I want to go to the left pass.
So you hear the din of traffic and smell the stink of a New York City urban highway. As you come up on the place. You see a couple of like furtive figures underneath. Looks like they're camped out. They got sleeping bags. Looks like they got one of those you know, like 50-gallon drums that they had a fire in the previous night. One of the kids, he's got dreads. He looks to be about like 15 or 16. He's wearing like dirty jeans and too many layers. He is kind of like sitting back up against the oil drum, and he's reading a copy of the poetry of T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot, huh?
He looks up at you and he goes, "What you want?"
Well, you're the social one.
Sorry, I blanked out for a bit. I'm a little sleepy. What do we want from that?
Info about anything that happened?
Yes, we're terribly sorry to bug you. I'm sure you're quite busy. But, there have been some strange incidents going on in the park recently, and seeing as you seem to frequent this place, I frequent this place too, but my eyes can't be everywhere. I was just curious if you've seen anything out of place, anything notable.
He kind of like eyes you with mistrust. Well, maybe I have, maybe I haven't.
Well, which is it? I do certainly hope it's have, because any information you can give us would be just delightful. I would love your help in this matter. Am I close enough to gently like rest a hand on his shoulder?
Yeah.
I have the power Bedlam. Touch a target to place in a specific emotional state. Just like would something like agree like agreeable be acceptable?
Yeah.
I have to.
You want
to
give him like a magical shot of pentothal where he'll just kind of talk?
Yeah, maybe just like, you know, willing to help us out. And since my corruption is empty, don't mark one of them.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be getting a good amount of corruption the way this character is working.
It's a one shot.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm still hunting. I can smell. So as she's talking, I'm going to
fly on here.
I'm sniffing around.
All right.
Let's see if I can. What smells come from?
This is definitely the right place. It's the right smell.
Yeah.
There's a certain element to it that's wrong. You smell like the you still have the metal piece with you. There's like a stench on it that you can only associate with dried blood and misery.
Oh boy.
And that is lacking from around here.
Yeah.
So whatever this thing is, it's not here, but it came from here, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Do I know exactly, like, just the whole area smells? I don't see, like, a specific area where it's strongest.
You do. You find an empty sleeping roll.
Oh. All right. I investigate.
Alright. So we'll put that on the back burner and get to Simone. So what do you... Hang on a sec. You have to roll to use your Fey magic, correct?
No, this one just says touch a target to place them in a specific emotional state.
Okay.
If I wished, I could mark corruption to have the emotion directed towards the target of my choosing, but I didn't do it that way.
Okay.
But that came at the cost. My cost of it is whenever I use a fairy power, I chose to take I either mark corruption,
okay,
owe my monarch a debt, or suffer one harm.
So you're like channeling fairy magic in order to influence this mortal's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You put your hand on his shoulder, and your touch kind of like blossoms with fresh leaves that die and kind of wither. As soon as you withdraw your hand, they fall into his lap. He picks one up, kind of stares at it for a long moment, and then sticks it in his book of poetry and closes it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you want to know.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful! I knew you had a kind heart.
Well, it was. It's Sabrina. We haven't seen her in a few days.
Oh, Sabrina. Who might Sabrina be?
She's just a girl. You know, she's around.
Oh, just a girl.
She's...
I know that.
Your friend over there is nosing around her stuff.
That's quite funny.
So, your friend is nosing around her stuff?
No,
your friend
Meyer.
Interested?
No, Meyer is nosing around her stuff. Okay. Your friend is nosing around her stuff.
Oh,
the wolf is.
Ah, uh-huh.
Nosing around.
Uh-huh.
I kind of think this works for the Fae, just being completely distracted and aloof and not really paying attention to.
So I'll say that in character. No, your friend, Vic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vic. Yes.
Upgrade hearing. So,
speaking of which, I'm gonna go over to Vic. You finish with her.
The human part of this smell is definitely all over this sleeping roll that you found. You kind of dig around. You find like a folded over 3x5 of a woman and a girl. They look happy. They appear to be at an amusement park. There's a Ferris wheel in the background. They're holding cotton candy.
So I was hunting the monster. So maybe I'm gonna start another hunt, but now with the human, I guess.
I could track her down, actually.
You can.
Yep.
All right.
If you don't want to. Keep doing, yeah.
Because I'd be corrupted again.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to go over to you. First, I'm going to channel so I can do some magic. Nice. That is 13.
Okay. Sweet.
So I hold 3, and my focus gives me an extra hold. So I have 4 hold. And I'm just going to use one now, so I have 3, to cast tracking. So, I go over to Vic. And I was like, hey, they say this girl's gone missing. That hers? Pointing at the picture?
Yeah.
Let me see. So I take it
And I, like, close my eyes and, like, I wave my hand over it. So, would this be considered a personal object that belongs to them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How old does she look?
In the photograph, yeah. Maybe like 9 or 10.
Oh.
So I spend one hold, which I did to learn the location of someone. You must have a personal object that belongs to the target, or recent leavings of their body, a lock of hair, fingernail clippings, their blood, etc. So I could find her location.
All right. She's in two places.
That's not good.
Nope. Two places. Oh, God.
One place is the ruins of a nearby apartment building.
Okay.
The other place is the morgue of St. Vincent's Hospital.
Well, Joaquin, like, holds the picture. He's, like, mumbling in whatever language he's doing the spell in. And he's open. He's like, oh. That's not good.
What?
She's, I did a locate spell.
Uh-huh.
She's in two places.
Well, that's not good.
Far apart places.
Oh, okay. Oh.
One of them's the morgue. The other is an apartment, not too far from here, actually.
Well,
right, not too far. Not too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, no, it's all in the same neighborhood.
Parts of her at the morgue, and then parts of her at the park.
Maybe. I mean, if someone's doing black magic, they might be using her to power whatever thing they're creating that you got into a fight with. Mm. Or part of her, anyway.
So Simone,
yes.
this kid tells you, we haven't seen Sabrina in a few days.
Terribly sorry to hear that. Hopefully, what would you say to us attempting to, my friends and I, we do like a good mystery. Maybe perhaps we could give a look for her. If she turns up, we'll try to let you know. I haven't heard any of what they're saying.
No, they're off doing their own thing. He says, last time I saw her, she was hanging around with this guy. Looked kind of well off. Well, I always tell the younger kids, you know, not to go off with those people, but they don't always listen.
Yes, some people are attracted by the idea of wealth and the power associated with it. Unfortunately, not everyone realizes that with wealth comes corruption often. But perhaps, with all hopes, he's simply just not very pleasant, and not anything worse than that. What do you know anything about this well-off man, or other than that he's well-off, apparently?
I heard him tell her his name was Desmond.
Desmond?
What? No.
It's a nice name.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just speaking objectively. I apologize if that made it sound like I'm trivializing your issue here.
Listen, you find that motherfucker.
Who's my fuck?
You kill him.
Oh, I try not to harm, but in certain circumstances, we will try to find this. I can't promise you anything, but we will try. At least I will. Maybe my compatriots will as well. And hopefully we will find out where your friend is.
I'm really tempted to go over. heart is like the emotional skill?
Yeah.
All right, I don't have -1 heart. I won't. I was tempted to go over and be like, look, Desmond killed this chick. We got to go find her corpse. But I'm not going to.
I have -1 heart.
Look, Desmond killed this chick.
Well, you have a pretty good idea of where her corpse might be. Both places.
I have 2 pretty good ideas.
Yeah. That's disconcerting.
Yeah.
I walk by and I'll tell somebody we got a pretty good idea where she is.
Oh, how lovely. My friends are very good at things like this. We will go and find her to the best of our ability. As long as you promise just not to let any law enforcement know of my or my friend's involvement in finding them.
She got any enemies? I talked to the kid.
Say again?
Does she have any enemies?
I mean, we all try to hang together out here. Don't make it any harder for each other.
Yeah. And
it already is. Not that I know of.
Oh. How old is she?
She never said. 13, 14.
Yeah. As you're walking away, I turn to Simone. I hope you didn't get that kid's hopes up.
Well, I told him we would try to locate his friends, and...
Yeah, no, she's dead.
I didn't say we'd find her alive. I was hoping.
Well, she's in 2 spots. So either her body's being used for dark ritualistic magic, or she's been cut into pieces and the... Coroners just haven't found the other ones yet.
Neither of which is a favorable outcome.
Or both. It could be both. Did he mention anything about who she was with?
Yes. He said a well-off man by the name of Desmond.
It's your buddy.
God, I hate that guy. I'm gonna kill him.
Oh. He said if we find the motherfucker,
we should kill him.
Good. That kid's smart.
Whose mom did he fuck? Kids.
Desmond? Probably everyone's.
Oh, God.
Didn't call them afterward.
My mother doesn't live on this plane. He couldn't.
No, he probably did it anyway.
Oh, well, then I'll kill him myself.
Yeah, good. We can take turns.
All right, so where do you guys want to go?
To the morgue first?
I mean, so here's the thing. We know what we're going to find at the morgue. I'm a little more interested in what's in the apartments.
Closer than anyway.
Okay. So you guys head over to the apartment. It is a twisted pile of rubble.
Barney rubble?
No. The
Betty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bam Bam.
Stop banging my wife. Bonnie. She said you had an open marriage.
Bam, bam, bam.
Give him a little bam, bam.
Jesus Christ. So like I said, the building is a twisted and collapsed pile of rubble. Part of the edifice, hangs over. It's like got a fenced-off lot around it. The bricks are, falling away from it. It is a tangle of steel pipes and the collapsed ruin of this building. It is eerily still and silent at this time of the day. And as you hop the fence, you get the sense that things have gone quiet. You can't hear the noise of the traffic anymore. You don't hear
any
birds or insects or anything like that. Everything just went still and silent.
So it's because I got a 12 on the tracking spell. Do I have a sense of where she was in the building or just in the building? Or ground floor, upper floor, basements.
There are fragments of upper floors. You say yeah, she's on the second floor.
All right, she's upstairs.
Then we'll just have to go upstairs, shall?
I hate stairs.
Yeah, hatred of stairs. Plus eight.
Damn. Jesus. How do you feel about escalators?
What was that movie?
That was a movie.
You guys managed to climb in through a window, as there don't really seem to be any doors still extant. You climb a set of rickety, rotten stairs.
Rickety rotten?
No, just regular type.
And you see, right where your magical senses tell you she should be, mm-hmm. a young girl wrapped in a blanket. The shape that is wrapped in the blanket seems to be much larger and not of a human shape.
That's probably not good.
And she looks up at you.
What was her name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina. I give like a really awkward smile. Hey.
She kind of like coughs, and you can tell she's trying to speak, and she clears her throat and she says, I speak with one voice. In the morning I am four-footed, in the afternoon I am two-footed, in the evening I am three-footed. What am I?
Ma'am.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Riddle the Sphinx.
I don't know if my character would know it. My character doesn't have that good mind.
Crawl.
Yeah.
Walk in your cane.
Oh, is it some sort of animal?
The man. It's human.
She stands up and the blanket falls off of her. And you can see that where her body should be, she is pretty much ends at the neck. And she has a vaguely feline form made out of pieces of rubble, chunks of cement with broken off rebar and a massive paw that seems to be missing a long aluminum shard where one of its claws once was. And you can hear the pieces of stone, like, grating against each other as she moves, and it seems almost painful.
I think I found your dancing partner.
She says, I give birth to my sister when I die, and she in turn gives birth to me when she dies. What am I?
The sun.
And then she starts like pawing, you know, padding toward you. And she just keeps repeating the words over and over again. What am I? What am I? What am I? So what do you do?
What is she?
She's going any closer, she'll be dead soon.
Yeah, none of my spells are gonna help. Can I... What is the let it out spell? I had a mark corruption for the poultice before. For let it out.
Oops. Okay.
That doesn't put me over, but I just didn't realize I did that. Nope, that's not really gonna help here.
She's just coming out to it.
Yeah, she's going to do violence to you.
I'm going to wolf form.
All right, okay. Yeah, I'm going to spend shielding. I'll spend two holds to provide plus one armor to everyone in a small area, possibly including myself. I am going to include myself, so we all get one armor.
Yay!
It lasts until the end of the scene.
All right, so what does that look like?
So I grab one of the beads on my bracelet and speak the words of the spell, and there's like this bluish white energy just kind of like comes out of my chest and like wraps around all of us and just like goes head to foot, and so there's just kind of like a shimmer around all of us.
Okay.
I get naked. To turn to my wolf form.
Everyone prepares in their own way.
I'd like to maybe... I have a fairy power to glamours, create illusions to fool the senses.
Okay.
Maybe try to distract this thing from coming at us. Cool. Maybe create... what would be something that would distract it from us? Like some sort of... creature coming at it. I'm trying to figure out what kind of creature. Like a snake.
Okay.
It's a big old snake.
So you want to get her to attack the snake instead of either of the three of you.
Yeah. I'll mark a corruption for using a fey power.
Okay.
But I have to start not doing that soon.
Simone, you channel the fey wild in a really powerful way. I will say that the snake keeps her busy. She looks like she's about to pounce, but then the snake like it's a massive cobra, and it lunges out of a pile of rubble and just snaps at her with its long. It's got like 6-inch long fangs that are dripping.
Can they see it?
They see it as well.
Gee, snakes too.
Oh no, that's mine. That's...
And the two of them are kind of circling each other. It's only a matter of time before she realizes that that's just an illusion. So you're transforming into your wolf form. So which elements, I forgot to ask before, did you take for your transformation?
I got +1 to armor when transformed, and my harm does armor piercing. Civil weapons ignore my armor, and when I transform, I keep my cool or declare a hunt.
Okay, so if you want to have any kind of like control over what you do, or you have to roll to keep your cool.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
But yes, when I transform, I keep my cool.
Okay. So yeah, make that roll. When things get real and you keep your cool, tell the MC what situation you want to avoid, and roll with spirit.
Alrighty. Spirit away. I got a... No, not that great. I got a 7.
Okay. The MC will tell you what it's going to cost you.
Oh, boy.
$1.
No one said.
I only have 50 cents.
Oh, no. You're dead.
I guess I got to beg for it. Lisa, can I have a penny? I'll suck your dick.
We're getting into it.
It's a cheap one.
Tell your word.
That was one of the things that Pennywise said to one of the losers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was, I'll suck your dick for a nickel. you're going to have to go halvesies on this transformation, because if you go all the way, then you are just going to attack this thing until one of the two of you are dead. So choose one of your benefits.
All right. Well, I'll say my harm does is armor piercing.
Okay. So you're just picking that one.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, you would describe what Vic's like half human form looks like.
I guess he keeps his pants on. Well, yeah.
I mean that's good.
But his upper side, it gets bigger. His upper half, muscular, hairy. It's a little hairier. Like an old person who hasn't shaved in a while, and his, those hair on his shoulder, it gets very hairy. Fact.
So you're Eric.
Eric, you're a half werewolf?
I was looking for the best time to tell you guys.
And his features become more feral.
Okay.
Facial features.
So yeah, she is.
Long, hands and claws. teeth get sharper.
She is, juts out of
yeah. She is circling around with the snake, and it occurs to each one of the three of you that this kid has no idea what the hell happened to her. You're not sure that she is necessarily like responsible for anything that she's done, and you're not quite sure how far away from her humanity she's gotten, but you kind of have a couple of choices here. You can run away and let her do her thing, and come back later with a plan. You can try to fight her into submission if that's at all possible, or you know, maybe you can try to talk her down from this. Because she seems a little bit, you know, traumatized.
Yeah, she's fine.
I'm fighting her to submission already. I mean, I'm half werewolf.
Can I know, it's not in the question to figure someone out. Can I, like, make a magic roll to see, or some kind of roll to see if I can figure out what the fuck kind of magic this is?
If you could get her back to your sanctum, then yes.
Okay.
You need to have time to study her, though.
Okay, so I can't just, like, look it over and try to figure out what's going on here. I need, like, time to study.
You put it... I'll say you put it together with the animation spell information that you already have. Desmond used her as a piece in whatever this is, and...
So, presumably, there's a headless corpse in the morgue, and... We've got the rest, or however much is not inside the terrifying rubble golem.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, well, you're up, buddy.
I'm gonna... She's already distracted by the...
Oh, is that is that snake going to attack us, or is it, like, following your commands?
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion.
Oh, it's an illusion. Oh, okay.
So she's distracted. I'll,
You guys...
Cold cock her.
Okay. gonna try to knock her out.
Yeah.
All right,
and now we figure out a plan. Oh,
so,
when you unleash an attack on someone, roll with blood. On a hit, you inflict harm as established and choose one.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and roll with blood. And any other?
A 9, but it's also armor piercing. Plus 9.
Okay, so my 7 to 9, choose one from below as well.
I got a, by the way, when I was hunting her before, so I got a plus 4.
Yes, you would.
Yeah. So that's a 10 then?
Yeah, if you roll the 9 with your bonuses, then yeah, that's a 10.
Okay.
All right, so on a hit, you inflict harm as established and choose one. Uh-huh. I would say that if you like, you can take consciousness from her.
All right, yeah, I would take consciousness from her.
All right. So she, what? How much harm does your claws do?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I have no idea. The only weapons I have, it says, because he has weapons, it doesn't say, like, my melee or anything like that.
7,000.
The usual map.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere. I forget exactly where. In a sec.
Oh, wait. Two harm.
Two harm. Okay.
You gain natural weapons, so two harm. Oh, my armor's actually two.
So you hold back the supernatural rage enough, and you strike with your fist instead of your claws, hit her in the human parts, and she goes down like a pile of rocks, which she is.
Yeah.
You're not quite sure how long that's going to last. The snake, like, thrashes again in the air, gives a little hiss and a rattle of its tail, and then it melts into the floor.
If we get her back to my sanctum, I could study her and try to figure out what happened. But I don't know if I can reverse this. I mean,
can you keep her unconscious until we get there?
Not especially. I mean, I don't know. That's the wrong sheet. I could wipe her memory. It's not going to help.
No.
I mean, you do have that mystical prison.
Yeah, we have to get her there, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like try to lift like one of her arms. How heavy is she?
Oh yeah, she's incredibly massive.
Yeah.
probably at least like half a ton of.
Yeah. So we can't move her, and I can't bring the prison here. Could we disassemble her? Like, take parts of her off? If she's just a pile of animated rubble.
I don't know, magic, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like,
it would be delicate. It would be like performing surgery.
Yeah.
You see now looking closely the glyphs and Greek writing that are keeping all of her pieces bound together and animate.
So like everything is okay.
It's almost like sutured together with magical script that glows faintly.
Maybe we could tie her up or keep her here somehow while we track down Desmond and figure out what he did.
The other thing I can suggest, if somebody wants to hit the street...
Yeah.
When you hit the street to get what you need, name who you're going to and roll with their faction. On a hit, they're available and have the stuff. On a 7 to 9, you choose a complication.
So if it's a wizard thing, that would probably be... Was it power?
Yeah.
Hey, ain't you good at that?
Well, other than the minus one I have right now. But I could try.
I have a one.
I mean, well, it depends on who you're going to. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
If you just want like a guy with a truck, with a backhoe,
and a willingness to not tell anyone what he's seen,
yeah, then that would be mortality. If you want like a wizard who knows a teleport spell, that would be power.
I mean, I know a teleport spell, but it only works for me, and it's only a short distance.
Do you know a wizard knows a better teleport spell?
I'm not going to admit that. I'm kidding. Yeah, do you want to roll? Because I've got a minus one to mortality and a minus one to power right
what
now.
What kind of help would wilds do for me?
That would be like creatures from the fringes, like fey creatures or demons, angels.
I think power would be a better selection, although my wild is higher.
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah,
you don't think angels can do this?
This is a job for moving rocks. That's not an angel.
I mean, I'll go wild then, just because I have the better bonus in it.
Okay, so you say who you're name who you're going to and roll with their faction.
Maybe you know my Roman that owes a favor to me, that owes a debt to me. Maybe he knows some people who could help.
Sure.
And since he's in my my court, that's, you know, that would fall under wilds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need someone to move.
Well, if you're cashing in a debt, I don't think there's a different thing.
Yeah, that's a different move. That's a
so you make an NPC answer a question honestly about their faction, introduce it to a powerful member of the faction, give you a worthy and useful gift without cost, erase a debt they hold on someone, give you a debt they have on someone, or +3 to persuade them.
So here's the way this goes. It's a string of moves. First, you hit the streets to see if he's available and can do what you need him to do.
Okay.
Then you have to negotiate with him to make him do what you want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can cash in that debt.
Right.
To help you out.
So it'd be the wild roll for hitting the streets.
Right.
And if I find him, I'd be talking to him, trying to persuade him, and I can cash in the debt to help with the persuade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you roll with wild.
Do I have to tell you what I rolled, or can I lie?
I mean...
I'll get corruption if I lie.
Eric, if you lie, Eric's player marks corruption.
Well...
Eric's reality gets punched.
Yeah.
I got a 4.
Okay.
Because I got a 1 and a 1, and I have a +2.
So,
it doesn't say what happens on a miss.
No, I make a move.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ew, she's gonna wake up.
Alright,
It's definitely...
I'm now of the opinion that we should just put her out of her misery. I don't know if we can reverse this. It's pretty fucking terrible.
Stupid 2. Spend all this time. How does this work? All right, I'm just gonna fuck it up if you don't mind. just back off, because I got some terribleness to.
All right. So where do you find Roman? So what? First of all, what are you guys doing? Are you two like staying to make sure she doesn't?
Well, yeah, I'm staying there. I'm not sure if she wakes up.
Yeah.
Hey, Roman.
Figured
he's
your cousin.
Nico, cousin.
You probably could do some kind of magic to, you know, put her under a supernatural sleep.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
Yes, do that.
Would I just be let it out?
Yeah.
Nope.
We're great.
That's a 6.
Can I pick her up? I'm like strong now.
Yeah, you are.
I'm wolfy. I'm wolfed out.
All right. So here's the thing, Joaquin. Mm-hmm. First of all, you can put her out, but her connection to the world of the living is tenuous at best right now. She's pretty well put together as far as, you know, horrifying artificial constructs go.
Correct.
But your sleep spell might kill the human part of her. Do you want to risk that?
I could put her to sleep, but it might kill her.
It might put her to sleep.
That's all right. She's already. Can I pick her up?
Well, that's what I was going to say. So once you deal with that, you could pick her up,
yeah.
But you would have to. It would be basically like a mad dash through broad daylight with you transformed into full wolf form, carrying a horrifying chimera on your back.
Yeah, it's fine. How about we have a blanket? Let's cover.
Yeah, she's got a blanket.
Just cover.
So Meyer transforms into wolf, gets her on her back, and just throw the blanket over her.
So yeah,
like, you tie it underneath.
You could do that if you really want to.
Just walking my dog.
That's the only alternative.
Do it. Fuck right. It.
So yeah, keep your cool. Right. We'll see how this goes.
We're really out of options at this point. Oh yeah, all right. All right, 10, I think. I think my spirit's up 1, so yeah, 10.
Okay, so...
Everything's quote-unquote fine.
as a werewolf,
yeah.
You are supernaturally fast. You kind of, like, shift into wolf form.
Yeah, please take my clothes. I tell him before I transfer all my clothes.
You do not have to take your pants off.
I take. Listen, this is roleplay. My pants are off.
All right.
They see.
Meyer, you don't have to LARP it.
I'm roleplaying.
Okay.
Pants are off.
Yes, they are.
So you're just gonna like gather her, like you can like roll her up in the blanket and strap her to your back.
Yeah, my filthy back.
Okay. So you kind of like do your best, like rolling her over onto the blanket. And then,
Vic... Because you can teleport yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think I can go... what is it? Spend one hull to teleport yourself a short distance within a scene you're in.
Teleport sucks.
Yeah. Just teleport across the room.
No, worst wizard ever. Can't teleport yourself like
well, I'm gonna call Wesley.
Okay.
I'd be like,
oh man, I wish I was seeing this chair.
Get the prison ready. Open up a cell.
Yeah, yes,
Nick's
sir.
Coming in with a guest.
Okay. So... There's this close up of Vic's eyes as he gets this look of canine determination, and then you just see like a normal day in East Tremont in the Bronx. People are like out for walks, and you know, and then there's just this like boom as a huge blur of a shape like whooshes past.
In the park.
People get like knocked over, and there's like a picnic, and there's a you know two young women sharing a picnic.
Ooh.
You know they've got like a nice pie, and sweet. You know they're kind of holding hands, and they're going in for the kiss, and you just like jump into their pie, it's spattered all over them, and they kind of like look around because they have no idea what the fuck just happened.
Most people don't.
We see like there's a tranquil pond with ducks. Yeah. And all of a sudden something just hits the water like a streak, and there's just like a jet spray and ducks go flying everywhere. tumbling through the air. And we see from Vic's point of view as the camera just like shakily bounds toward the library. We can hear like canine grunting. There's a glass door to the library that just kind of like explodes.
Well, there's a special door in the back.
Okay.
I think we'll run back. I can't even go to the door. I have to go through the alleyway.
Well, that's better.
I kind of figured the secret entrance would be inside the library, but.
Oh, I kind of figured there's both.
Okay.
If you want to run through the library, that's fine.
Yeah, so the
it is funnier.
The library doors just kind of explode. there's an old lady sitting at one of the reading tables with like spectacles and one of those green lamps, and her hair just like goes, and the book she's reading, the pages just flutter. And you see, she, you know, and you see, what does the entrance to your sanctum look like?
It has a wolf-shaped hole in it.
The door is just set flush in just a random wall. Like, there's no other doors next to it. There's no signage or marking. There's a bunch of, like, arcane script carved into it. But, like, you could see, like, other people just walking by. No one pays it any notice.
All right.
Unless they know it's there.
Wesley, like... peeks it open a crack and looks out, and then like it jumps back and throws the door open. He dives out of the way as you bound in, and the mirror prison cell is just like set up in the middle of the room, and you hurl Sabrina through the looking glass into it.
Ashley like ripples as she goes flying through. And as the ripples stop in the glass, like it just gets this sheen to it, and it's locked.
All right, I'll transform back. What did I get to transform back? I got to.
Joaquin comes in like 10 minutes later. Good job. We got her. Oh, I need a drink.
So meanwhile, you're still going to see Roman.
Right, to help the problem that isn't a problem anymore.
Right. But you don't know that.
Right.
I have to, wait, when I exit my wolf, I'm going to have to roll plus spirit. because I could get hurt.
Oh, no.
I probably do get hurt. I get one harm or mark a corrupt. I'll get a harm. Some faint. I did run a lot.
Yeah, you also were carrying rock.
A thousand pounds of rubble.
A naked, sweaty man collapses on your floor.
Not the first time.
So where do you find Roman?
Well, I know where he's staying while he's in the area, because this isn't his normal area. He's on a visit here, and he's got a little apartment that a friend has, like a friend keeps, and he's staying with him while he's here.
Okay.
His friend's...
So you walk in, and his friend is playing the PS4.
Jacob, hello. How's it going? How are you today?
It's all right.
I do hope you don't mind, but I've invited myself in.
No, go ahead. Roman's in the back. He's packing up his shit.
Wonderful. Oh, is that the new gaming console you have there? Oh, I remember. My family, we had heard of gaming consoles in this plane, and they brought one that was called a NES. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, it was the lovely little... where you hit left, and the little man with the red hat went left, and... yeah. That wasn't that impressive, but, I mean, it was something. Left is a good direction. You said Roman was in the back.
Yeah. He's moving out.
He's moving out? Was there a fight, a quarrel or something?
No. He just said he didn't want to be roommates anymore. He was going to go look for new digs.
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. I know you two were very, very close.
He owes me 4 months back rent, so I'm not that torn up about it, but...
Yes, you know, monetary issues often rend.
He tried to pay me in acorns once. You know anything about that?
What kind of acorns?
I don't know.
Were they particularly ripe?
How do you tell if an acorn is ripe?
Oh, you know, once you've spent enough time around... I'll get out of your hair. I do apologize for my friend's issues with you. I hope you can get over this and keep your friendship.
He just, like, kind of shrugs and goes back to playing whatever he's playing. It's some kind of rhythm game.
Don't lose a man, or whatever the terminology is.
Yeah, right. Thanks. So you go into the back room, into the bedroom that Roman has.
Playing Fortnite.
And he is gathering his earthly possessions, which, you know, as would befit a fairy, are something on the odd side. Many of them look like they are in mason jars full of dirt. Mm-hmm. Or covered in dirt. He looks like he dug up a bunch of stuff and is loading it into, like, an enormous steamer trunk.
Roman, I'm terribly sorry to hear about your issues with Jacob out there.
It is a shame that I must move on. I would advise you to do the same, Simone.
Why ever would I move on? I love this place, so... There's been a few issues lately, but it's my home, and I've grown quite accustomed.
Well, I would say you should look for mortal lodgings elsewhere, if you catch my drift. Spingy's in the neighborhood.
What's Spingy?
Sphinges is plural for sphinx.
Oh. That does sound quite aligned with what I've just actually come to speak to you about. We found one in a hunt for a deceased girl, a friend of a nearby teenager. He's a fan of T.S. Eliot, you know. You might know him, you might have seen him. Regardless, he...
April is the cruelest month.
I don't read enough T.S. Eliot to...
He kind of like, you know, shakes his head and he mutters to himself, "This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends.
Not with a bang, but with a whimper." I do know that one. Well, it's funny you should mention that, because as I said, we found one, and I was wondering if you would know of a way to transport this Sphinx body, is very heavy, to my friend's sanctum. I knew you were the right man for the job, because you are just such a lovely person. You're always, like, helping people, especially those who've saved your life, and, you know...
Listen, I'm your friend, Simone, so I will tell you this. Sphinges don't occur in nature anymore. They've been hunted to extinction. They don't happen unless someone makes one. And anybody who makes one is looking to... Well, I hesitate to say... They bring bad luck. They bring ill tidings. They bring violence. I mean, you've heard what happened to Thebes. Though maybe not, considering you don't read.
What happened to Thebes? I do hope he's all right, whoever he is.
Listen, it's not important, but someone has their eye on this place, and they're looking to drive everyone out. Anyone powerful enough to do that is not someone to be trifled with.
Well, I do have allegiance with some other powerful folk, and I could certainly pass the word on to them and see how they feel about this. But I do appreciate the warning. I may very well take heed, but I do love this place, so...
Well, he like, locks up his steamer trunk, and then he, like, taps it, and it sinks into the mattress, and is just gone.
Delightful trick.
And he walks up to you and says, "In that case, go with my blessing." And he, like, kisses you gently on the forehead. And you feel invigorated by Feywild energy, so you can take +1 to your next roll, whatever that is.
+1 to a roll.
It's a roll to see how I feel about that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. He's leaving. He's not helping you.
Right.
So do you want to force him to help you? His thing is that, you know, this is dangerous. He wants no part of it. He wants no part of messing with anybody who can do something like this.
Right. Well, I honestly, I think she wouldn't want to put him in danger. Maybe she could use this as leverage for a larger favor in the future.
Okay. I would say, yeah, take another debt with Roman, because he's bailing on you.
What a joik.
He is a joik. So you didn't get the help that you were looking for.
Right.
But you did get a little bit more information.
Okay. Well, that helps. Now I'll go back to the place where I thought they were, and they're not there.
Yep. So I'm guessing... At that point, you arrive back at the building and you get a text message, or as you're on your way back, you get a text message from either one of them.
Not me, I'm faint. I'm past that.
He's too tired to text, I'll do it.
And my cell phone's shitty.
His thumbs have been holding the giant's veins.
I got a shitty cell phone.
Oh, okay. I have a decent cell phone, so I'll text you.
I have a smartphone.
I'll text you at library.
I say, okay, colon, M dash, close parentheses.
Okay.
It's a smile. Please turn your phone sideways and you will see that I've texted you a smiley face.
Yeah, it's an emoji. I get it. Well, we got the girl in the jail cell.
I pan it back on. Unless you...
I brought them.
All right.
How did you transport her? Because I Roman did not wish to help me at this
carried her.
You walk in through the library of the lobby, and there's someone, like, there's caution signs all over. It looks like part of the doorway is taped up. Someone is sweeping up. The officer from before, like, looks up at you and is taking statements from people, and gives you, like, a smile and goes, fireworks.
Oh, yes, so lots of them. Good job on your investigation, officer. You deserve commendation for us. Yeah. Your lovely work.
Damn always. Teenagers and their fireworks.
All right. So you guys have the beast is captured. You kind of know who's responsible. You don't know. You can surmise. You know what's been done, but you don't know why.
What's the morgue?
Probably the rest of her.
We'll probably need a fixer.
Can I do some research now that I'm in my sanctum to see if she can be fixed?
Yeah.
So steer it. That's a 5.
Damn it.
Okay. Miss.
We suck.
You don't have what you're looking for, but you know someone who probably has it.
Oh, alright.
In stock. Or, well, if I'm looking for a book, then.
It's probably Desmond.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh.
You have some other reference materials, but you don't have the exact spell that he used.
I imagine I have books that, like, make reference to other tomes.
And you only know of one wizard in all of the Bronx.
Desmond will help you.
who would have access to that particular tome. It's a rare first edition collector's item.
So, the good news is there does exist an ancient Greek tablet that would outline the process used to transform her.
Lovely.
The bad news is that the only person I know of in the world who has it is the asshole who did this to her. Is it alright that I made it a tablet?
Yeah, that's
seems
fine.
Appropriate.
Yeah. And you're not friends with this guy.
Oh,
can't be a tablet.
No. What's, like, the opposite of friends?
Not enemies. Friends.
Yeah, that. No, Desmond is, like, they call him Desmond the Gilded. He what's the like fanciest building in the Bronx?
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever the nicest building in the Bronx is, that's where his sanctum is.
Now,
new Yankee Stadium.
Now, do you say he was responsible for this?
Most definitely.
Oh, right, because Roman, my friend, who I went to visit earlier to solve the problem that was solved by the time I got back, was very adamant in saying that whoever is able to do something like this is a very powerful person who we should worry about, and who likely wants to get rid of people like us.
Well, I mean...
Because sphinxes just don't occur in nature.
Sphinx! That's what she is.
Or Sphinges. What was it?
Sphinges.
Why did Google list City Hall as a building in the Bronx?
Well,
they're
trying to figure out where. Anyway, he's in a really fancy, high class, hoity-toity place.
Absolutely.
maybe his sanctum is in the Brooklyn, in the Botanical Gardens.
Okay, that's that,
he has
that
like
works.
He has like he has a secret building like in the center of the gardens.
Well, we should take heed if we're going to be...
I smell flowers.
...going after him.
I mean, Desmond is... I hate to say it, he is a powerful wizard. He's also a grade-A son of a bitch. But, if we want to turn her back, that's where we gotta go.
Is that what we want to do?
Yeah.
I mean...
Right. You want to leave her like that?
Well, not particularly. I was asking your opinions. We are a team.
If we're not going to turn her back, we should kill her and put her out of her misery.
I mean, that jail cell will keep her alive for...
I'd rather kill the person responsible for this and then just...
Oh, no, no, me too. I want to kill Desmond so fucking bad. I'm just saying, if we're not going to turn her back, leaving her like that seems pretty cruel.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
I guess we're paying your old frenemy a visit.
Before we do that, I'm gonna make a call. Can I hit the streets to see if there's any rumors, I guess, with other power people of what Desmond's up to?
Is sure.
That like a hit the streets
thing? You're looking for a magical contact.
Yeah.
Who can give you the down and dirty about what Desmond's doing.
Yeah.
So who are you going to?
I'm going to Vivian. She is...
My wine manager?
I guess, would female wizards be with... Yeah, she's another wizard. Who is... She's also in the area, but she's a little more low-key.
Okay.
She's not a big fan of Desmond. Nobody's really a big fan of Desmond.
Will is.
Yeah,
well, oh, Desmond, so I love that.
Minus one, let's see. Okay.
He and Nick and I hang out all the time.
So that goes away. I got an 8.
Okay.
So on a hit, they're available and have the stuff. On a 7-9, choose one. Whoever you're going to is juggling their own problems. Whatever you need is more costly than anticipated.
Desmond! What's up?
You choose or I choose? I'm sorry.
I choose.
You choose. Okay.
They are juggling their own problems. Maybe Desmond's experiments are fucking their shit up too.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Vivian owns a tea shop.
Okay.
It's a lovely little space. You know, they do like movie nights on Thursday nights. There's a trivia night. They always do an open mic. You know, she has the best collection of imported teas that you've ever seen anywhere. And the place is usually hopping. But you go in there. And it's getting around toward like 5 or 6 in the afternoon now.
Okay.
About the time where her business really starts picking up, you know, people coming home from work, they want to grab a quick chamomile or whatever. She usually has like a local musician setting up for a set. But the place is completely dead. No patrons around. You see, there's like a mic stand and a stool set up where the performer usually plays.
Whoa!
And Vivian is she's kind of sitting behind the counter. She's got a silver dollar, and she's doing the thing where, you know, she's making it dance along her hand.
Silver. I'll stay away from her.
she kind of looks up expectantly when you come in the shop. Joaquin.
Hey, Vivian. It's kind of quiet in here.
Yeah, business has been kind of slow as of late, past week or so.
Huh. Any idea why?
She kind of motions to an empty cup of tea, and she says, I've been trying to figure that out. I keep getting bad omens in the leaves.
Mm.
Something's going on here.
It's, as far as I can tell, it's Desmond.
That fucker!
Yeah, he made a sphinx.
No.
Yep. Got it locked up in my place.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Can you save the person who...
Girl, like 13. I don't know. Her body's in the morgue. Her head's in my jail cell.
Right.
The only problem is, as far as I know, there's only one tablet about that kind of spell, and...
I can guess whose collection it's in.
Yeah, not mine.
I've seen him around here lately.
Have you heard anything?
Only that... Well, I mean, you've been around the neighborhood. You know that there's the convergence.
Mm-hmm.
The ley lines meet right around the park. There's the lake where all of the fae hang out. There's something of import here.
You think he's trying to chase everyone else away and keep it for himself?
I think he might just be.
Great. Well, my friends and I were gonna go pay him a visit. Got anything you'd like me to pass along?
Well, I've been finding it a bit difficult lately, but I suppose I could prepare something for you, but business isn't great. You would owe me.
Yeah, no. Seems fair.
Okay, so out of character, what are you looking for from
me? That's a good question. Maybe, some kind of charm? Or, I don't know, what kind of things could I get from her?
She does a little bit of divination and, some healing magic, and also, she does have some pretty powerful, like, offensive spells bottled up.
Could I... We're gonna be going to Desmond's place. Yeah, maybe I'll take, well, if she has divination, could I have her tell me a fortune and I can get a reroll?
Sure.
Like, she tells me something's going to happen and whatever that is later on, I can reroll to oh, I knew that was coming, so
right. Instead of a reroll, I'll just give you a free, like, you hit it with a 10 plus.
Oh, just like a free.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she pours you a cup of tea, with, a bunch of loose leaves floating in it. She sets it in front of you and she says, well, drink.
Okay. I drink it as I'm drinking. Like, spit some of the leaves back into the cup and drink.
All right. Now hand it over.
There.
Dirty
leaf water.
She looks in. What does she see? What shape does she see in the leaves?
Let's be ominous. It's a skull.
Okay. So you see.
I like look over. Oh, that's probably not good.
That doesn't look well at all. But here's what it means, and here's how it can help. Then we cut away. So about this time, Vic, you're just about coming to.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You could text again.
You're in a lot of pain, but Wesley has set you up on. Do you have like a guest bed or like a couch or something?
I'm not even sure I have. Well, there's probably a couch in there somewhere. I have a library, a knowledge, apothecary, and a mystical prison. You can get a prison cell.
Thanks.
I mean, you have a magical sanctum. I'm not going to say it's a stretch if you want to have a couch.
Fine, I have a couch. You don't get the magical couch, though.
Can I have a couch? Oh, no, yes. I live outside.
I mean, you could have a couch outside. That would be very fae.
It's just a couch.
It's it is a perfectly preserved and clean couch.
Yeah.
Even though it's been outside for as long as you've known her, as long as she's lived there.
That's where she holds court, just like drenches up on the couch.
So Vic, you're slowly coming to on the couch, and Wesley sets down What's your poison?
Give me some whiskey.
Whiskey? All right. So he sets down.
Damn it! I almost got Seth.
Jesus.
Sorry, I almost got him. He flew
away. Seth is the fly who has been bothering us.
Oh.
So yeah, Wesley sits down.
I hope your listeners like that.
Like three fingers of whiskey in a big rocks glass.
Thank you.
Master Joaquin has gone to consult with Vivian.
Okay.
What are you up to at this point, Simone? Are you still hanging around?
Yeah, it's rare that I'm inside. I do love nature, but I relish those opportunities I get to be inside when I can. So I'm still relaxing.
All right. So I'll say about this time, Joaquin, you come back in. It is maybe about 7-8 o'clock, and a rainstorm has kicked up outside. So you come in out of the rain, like dripping wet.
So, not too much help from Vivian. Desmond is probably making the Sphinx to chase all the other mystical people away so he could get the park to himself.
Yes.
So it's a place of power.
Well, I gathered from Roman as well.
So really, our best bet is probably just kill Desmond. I mean, we could not kill him, but if we get the chance, I don't see why we wouldn't.
He seemed very invested in the killing of this.
I mean, he's a real asshole. Did you see what he did to that girl?
Yes,
he literally chopped her head off.
Not a fan of this.
She could have some of her inside parts in there too, for all we know.
I only have ever known him to do one thing, and I didn't like it at all.
So. Well, it's indicative of everything else he's done.
All right. So you know. That he has a secret tower within the Bronx Botanical Gardens.
Yep.
Is she awake yet, or she's still unconscious?
You can see her. She is conscious. She has gone back to like huddling under that blanket, and she keeps looking at her paws because she scratched the shit out of her face with one of them.
Oh boy.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's kill this guy.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. At the very least, like a maiming.
Not a very violent
sword. You have any to help? Anything to heal me up a little before the fight?
Yeah. I could try. Well, does resting get rid of the faint, or do you have to?
If you have faint harm, that'll clear up.
Did you have more than faint, or
no? Just faint.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So you can clear that up.
Okay.
Shifting back into human form and getting like a couple of hours of rest.
All right.
I'm assuming that plus one armor isn't a thing anymore because it was for that.
Oh, it is. Let me check. Shielding. The armor lasts until the end of the scene. Yeah, so that's gone. Can I before we if we're heading out? So with the channeling.
Well, you still have three hold, right?
No, I have one hold left.
You have one hold left.
So I can't channel again until I spend all my hold, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Desmond's got a secret tower in the botanical gardens.
Ooh, I like to smell flowers.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice place. He owns a chunk of it. But, I can get us there. I know where the door is.
Can you really? Because you couldn't even teleport this girl to your house.
I mean, we're gonna have to like walk or take.
Oh, that's what you mean. It's like us there.
I'm sorry. Do you know the secret magics needed to find the wizard's enchanted tower in the middle of the
garden? When you say you can get us there, it sounds like you're gonna like teleport us there. But no, you're not taking us there. We're taking ourselves there.
I meant I could get us to the tower because only wizards can see the sanctums. You guys want to stroll around the gardens, that's fine. I know where the sanctum is.
I love the gardens.
Yeah, I love the garden too.
It's really It's a really nice car. I'll like it more once Desmond's not there. I haven't been there in a long time because Desmond's there.
So this this conversation happens. It starts off in the sanctum. We cut to it a little later on at the bus stop while you guys are arguing with each other. Then a little bit later on the bus, and we just cut back and you see that everyone on the bus is like huddled at the opposite end of the bus from all of you. And then the bus lets you off at the Botanical Gardens.
Goodbye, everyone. It's been a pleasure.
There, we're here.
Yeah. Do you see the giant tower? No.
Yes.
Oh.
I smell it.
Fine, whatever.
Thank you for taking us to the tower.
He didn't pay for it. You paid for your... Oh, he paid for you.
I had my own Metro card.
She doesn't have a Metro card.
Well, yeah, I swiped her.
Thank you.
I just got a monthly. It's easier.
All right, so...
Every once in a while, someone just leaves one at the library. You pick them up.
So you didn't pay for it.
I don't own anything.
Own a sanctum.
It's wizard. It's a little different.
You have one couch.
It's a lot. I'm like stewarding the collection.
How do you live? You only have one couch in your whole. How many rooms in that place? And then one couch?
No, I don't know. It has as many rooms as it needs.
Not every room needs a couch. I would not imagine one to be.
And no TV.
No. I mean, why would I need a TV?
Game of Thrones.
Game of what?
Oh my god.
I don't know what that is.
At one point, I was passed on the couch. Wesley had to move my legs so he can sit on the couch. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, you need to sit down. I'm like, there's no other seats. He goes, no. I'm like, you.
I mean, there's stools. There's reading stools.
Wesley doesn't like stealing those from the library.
All the furniture of my sites has been stolen from the library. Everyone, so we're just like, oh yeah, go grab a chair for the kids section.
All right. Once again, it is pouring rain. You hear.
I was picturing one day I went out like into the library with a wrench and just started like taking the bolts off the legs of a table, just move the table into my sanctum. I was just maintenance, I'm fixing it.
Grinding of metal against the floor.
Wesley, help me out, please. So I don't want to.
It is pouring rain. The gardens are obviously like closed for the night. So once again, you must hop a fence. You hear the rumble of thunder and see the occasional flash of lightning as the rain pelts down on you. So. You do know that the tower is here someplace, but as you say, you do need to use arcane magics to reveal it. So,
I'm going to
arcane magic circle.
Let it out. Powers.
Okay.
Unless, let me just double check. I don't think I have a spell. I can't track because I don't have anything of his. Yeah. So I'll just let it out.
Let it out, Joey.
Let it out. Nope. Oh my god.
Do not let it out. I got a 5.
You're fucking great. This is
all right.
Great. Everything we do.
On a hit, choose one and mark corruption. I did not get a hit.
So,
so where is it?
You hear.
It's here.
It's around.
So here's the thing.
We're talking about it. We know it's here, but where?
You have an inkling of it. It's a place of great power. You can feel it, but it's going to take you a few minutes to reveal its presence. In the meantime, you hear
in circles. Well, you said we know where it is.
It's a mystical path you have to follow.
You hear a voice that is familiar to you, Vic.
Oh boy,
It says something. In Russian.
Oh,
and it says,
oh God, no. Oh, no.
Well, Vic, it is a pleasure to see you. And a figure steps out from behind a tree. It is Augustus.
Oh, boy. Why
I have been looking for you all over.
What are you here for? What are you doing here?
Well, I could ask you the same question. What brings a dirty, mangy wolf out on a night where there is no moon?
Well, while they're having this conversation, Joaquin's like pacing back and forth, mumbling to himself. I feel going this way.
Okay,
give me a minute.
Sniffing,
I'm working on
it. Sniffing the flowers.
Someone is staring up into the rain and just enjoying it falling against your face.
No, it's gonna, I'll look back and see. Nope, no one's helping me out. All right.
There's a couple of other guys.
Oh,
cool. who step out of the shadows. Literally out of the shadows. One of them has a chain that is glowing faintly, and you can tell is made of silver. I think maybe you should come with my friends. You are sniffing the flowers on someone else's property, and maybe we should have a chat about Farrah and her location.
Maybe I'll be alerted. I'll hear them speaking.
Wait, what?
Oh,
I don't think, Augustus, it'd be a good idea for me to leave.
Wait, what?
Oh, is this? Are these your friends, Vic?
No, I.
Oh, is that Russian pig you're talking about?
Yeah.
Such
comrade,
such hurtful words, my friend.
You don't like this guy, right?
I don't think anyone likes him.
All right, I'm going to use my last hold. For my elementalism, to unleash my magic as a weapon.
Okay.
Like Roman.
I'm going to also use my corruption move, which is going to fill out my corruption so I can unleash with spirit instead of blood. So my corruption fills. I got a new corruption move right now. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to call a lightning bolt down on him.
Okay.
I can either do it just to him, I'm going to do it to, two harm close area. So, like, his goons are, like, all together?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's better. 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
That's why 7, 6 is afraid of 7.
Oh, so I unleash with magic. On a hit, you inflict harm. What would terrible harm do?
That would inflict more than one harm. One more harm than you would normally inflict.
I'll inflict terrible harm on them.
Okay.
And then on a 7 to 9, I choose one from below. You find yourself in a bad spot. Because that was my last hold, so I have to channel more before I can do more magics. But it's up to you, I guess, what my bad spot is.
All right.
Did Augustus reply? I forget when I asked if these were Vic's friends. Did Augustus say anything?
No, he did not.
Damn it.
Why?
Because if he said something like, oh, yes, I'm his friend, and then Meyer said he wasn't, then he would have lied to me and I would have found out, which would mean he owes me a debt and I can take +1 forward against him.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Sorry. Instead, I struck him with lightning.
All right. You immediately like fry two of his goons, and he it's kind of like chain lightning. The bolt strikes him, and he like goes rigid and throws his arms out, and the bolts fly out from his arms, striking the goons next to him, and the two next to those, and all of the goons drop. But he draws the energy back into himself, and forms it into a ball. Ugh, you should not have done that. And he's going to chuck that ball of lightning right at you. So what do you do?
I agree. can I... Would dodging out of the way be escape a situation?
I think that would be if you wanted to leave.
That'd be like to leave. So I would like to not get hit with the lightning.
So keep your cool.
Okay.
Is he focused like entirely on?
Yeah, he's just fighting with
11.
11. Okay, so yeah, you dodge out of the way, and the big ball of lightning strikes a tree, and sets it on fire, and the fire is quickly pelting rain.
I pull my gun out. Listen, all your boys are gone. Now it's three against one. I was in your favor. So how about this? You deal with this some other time, because I got more important things to do. All right.
All right. I would say persuade an NPC. When you persuade an NPC through seduction, promises, or threats, mm-hmm. roll with heart.
Heart.
Minus one.
Fire. Wind. Heart.
Yeah, this is why you gotta be working. A seven.
Seven. All right. So he kind of smirks at you, and he says, "Very well, I will let you pass, but perhaps we will have another discussion about Farrah's whereabouts.
Sure, we will
at a later point in time. You owe me, Vic.
Oh my God!
So he has a debt on you now.
Oh boy."
And as he's walking away, in the rain, he says, "By the way, the Gilded One already knows that you are here, and he is ready for you." Just about.
I hate him so much.
I can understand why. Wait till you meet Desmond. Did you find it?
No.
So just as he says that,
where is it?
It's a weird direction.
I looked up pictures of the Bronx Botanical Garden, and this thing.
Oh God! Yeah. Okay.
For the listeners, it's like a sculpture in the middle of a shrubbery patch.
It's a shiny koosh ball.
That's like a big blue spiky koosh ball looking thing on a little mount.
Guys, remember koosh?
Yeah. It begins to expand and grow.
Not these kids would know.
And it the spines of it shoot into the ground and twist up into the sky. And a tower is revealed.
There it is.
I clap.
Sorry, I got distracted by having to kill your mafia friends there.
I'm not my friends.
No, I mean, I know. I was being sarcastic. Can I channel before we go in?
Sure.
I would like very much to do that. Ooh, it's 9, 10, 11. So I've got 4.
All right, so what does it look like when you gather energy?
So I, like, run my fingers over my bracelets and, like, spin it, and it starts to, like, spark a little bit. And it just kind of, it like glows for a second,
mm-hmm.
and then dims down. So like the spells are ready to go.
As you guys walk into the building, it is a space outside of space that is bigger than it should be when you walk in.
TARDIS.
Joaquin, you feel the tingle of a ward kick in. You're not quite sure what it does, but you can feel the electricity of it like thrumming against your skin, and the hair on your arm stands up, and you see the beads on your bracelet just sort of glow a little bit in agitation, like as if sparks were striking them. Simone, this is a very unpleasant place to be. You would rather be anywhere else right now.
I leave. No.
and With your canine senses, Vic, you're getting the same feeling. Something's wrong here. Something's bad here. It smells like death and corruption.
I don't know.
That's my worst type of death and corruption.
So there is a spiral staircase that leads up to a single door. The interior of this place is kind of like the same material as the Kushball looking thing. It's all blue spine sticking inward, pointing directly at you.
Oh God! Always form over function with this guy.
And the door has like a weird pointed Gothic arch on it. And has like a heavy, it's painted red and has a heavy like brass knocker on it.
So gaudy. I mean, I guess we'll go upstairs. Just saying, at least my place, you can find your way around. You know what stuff is.
Can you have a nice couch?
I'm sure he has more than one couch, though.
You don't need more than. Why would you need more than one couch?
When it's like someone is on the couch, then I have to move because someone else has to sit on the couch.
Look, Wesley didn't have to sit on the couch.
He did. Well, he did.
Well, you should have talked to him about that. It's not the couch.
Start hanging up the stairs.
All right, listen. I don't know how much money you make. You're a wizard. You probably have to make some money. Get more than one couch. That's what I'm saying.
Fine, I'll take another couch from the library.
Oh
jeez.
My God, stop stealing couches from the library.
What? They just buy new ones.
Oh my God!
Where do you think all your tax dollars go to? Library couches.
Glad this day's over.
the door opens, and you see what appears to be a comfortable parlor. There is a roaring fire going. You can hear the rain faintly from outside. There are high back leather chairs. And you see Desmond tending to the fire.
Is it just chairs?
No, there's a couch. There's actually two or three couches. you see Desmond tending to the fire and sitting on two of the chairs and reading on the couch and taking a book down from the bookshelf and in the kitchen preparing himself tea and a couple of other places around the premises. And they all turn to you simultaneously and one of them says, Joaquin. I was expecting to see you sooner or later.
Yeah, so we heard. Nice place you got here, I guess.
I had three couches.
Well, you know, it is a little small for a summer home, but... you know, I do like this area. I'm thinking about putting down roots.
Yeah, well, about that... people here aren't too fond of your whole Sphinx thing and trying to drive everyone out, so yeah. Stop and give us the tablets.
The tablets?
Yeah.
You know, the
ancient one Greek one that has the inscriptions.
How to, you know, turn people not into Sphinxes.
Oh, you mean to reverse it? Now that would be a sight. I would very much like to see that.
Okay. Of course. Give us a tablet and we'll happily to show you how it's done then.
If you would like to see that, then let's do it right now.
I
mean, we have a Sphinx that we can reverse right now. So it's easy. So just give the tablet and there you go. We get your dreams come true. No one has to get hurt. Namely, you don't have to get hurt. Namely, that we don't have to kill you. Namely, I don't have to kill you.
He's really keen on killing you. I mean, so am I. But he's, like, really into it.
You come into a man's home and threaten him? Well, that's not right. He kind of, like, clenches his fist, and the balls on your bracelet, like, start to vibrate, and you all take one harm.
Oh.
Listen, Dick.
Do all of them clench his fist, or just one of them?
Just one of them.
All right.
Your welcome wagon was a bunch of assholes. So.
It's also kind of disoriented because every time he talks to you, he uses a different iteration of himself.
Yeah.
So you're kind of on the wrong foot. You don't like know which way to face.
It seems like you're buddy with Augustus, which is never a good thing for me, so...
Oh, yes, Augustus has been a very useful... adept. Acolyte.
See, I told you, you're an asshole.
So, as you were saying, you wish to see the Sphinx being... person used for a Sphinx being brought back to life, so let's go do it.
Oh, I think I was pretty clearly being facetious.
Yeah. So you were lying.
Yeah, you know instantly that he was lying.
So, can I? My words are wins when someone breaks lies to me, and I find out they owe me a debt, and I take +1 forward against them.
Yeah, you can.
All right, cool.
This
is Desmond.
So here's the thing about that. The Fae deal exclusively in like promises, and oaths, and someone telling you a falsehood, whereas someone like being sarcastic and fibbing like that would not
you jerk
would not normally give a regular person that kind of magical hold. You as a Fae know how to like seize that thread.
I'm sorry, I called you a jerk.
No, that's okay. I was telling you, you know, why that makes sense.
Okay.
You know how to, he spoke falsely to you, and you can use that to you know, against him.
Desmond owes
Eric
me.
Was a real jerk all along.
Desmond owes me one debt for being a liar, McLiar face.
And jerk.
I mean, yeah, he's pretty clearly a jerk.
Jerk.
There you go.
Okay.
Should make sure you got that there.
I'm not the only one, you know. There are plenty of other people in the city who are looking to turn this old neighborhood to a greater purpose.
Yeah, but you're the only one who would resort to making a Sphinx out of a poor girl.
I wouldn't have done so if the others didn't approve of my methods.
Yeah, well, there's assholes everywhere.
Let's see. You got your... Oh, you guys have, like, a name of your group?
Yes, I'm going to tell you all about it. Pull up
you
a chair.
No.
one of them... Two of them... Maybe four of them stand up and, like, offer you a seat.
Probably shouldn't do that.
No. I you know, I've been sleeping most of the day. Kind of want to stay at my feet right now.
You can't trust a guy with so many couches.
Says the guy with one couch.
Yeah, and I'm trustworthy.
I mean,
Desmond,
debatable.
Desmond, dear, this is going nowhere. We have to solve this problem. I'm afraid you stand in the way.
Listen, you're gonna die, or we're gonna die. Someone's dead today. So why not just tell us what your dumb group is named?
He looks at you, all of them look at you, Joaquin, and he says, by the old rules, I owe you an opportunity to leave, to go from this place, and know that you will not be pursued, you will not be retaliated against, you can start anew. But if you refuse, there will be nothing that I can do.
Can I help you? Can I make my own old rules declaration?
Yeah, of course.
By the ancient laws, I hereby accuse you of the blackest magics and the darkest heresy. And if you will not come quietly and stand trial before your peers, I shall carry out a sentence of death. If we're going by the old rules.
So you see, And as a fae, Simone, you feel the forces of nature start to pay attention. Faces form and dissolve in the fire in the fireplace. Mm-hmm. You think you see eyes in the knots of the wood, of the shelves of his library, all looking out at you. Weight and portent of what is about to happen has attracted like supernatural attention. Desmond smiles and he says, "Very well then, let's have at it." So, what do you do?
I step away from the wizards.
I'm gonna use my new corruption move upon a pale horse. Mark corruption, which I'll do, and speak the true name of an NPC in the scene to inflict 3 harm AP on them. Joaquin like raises his finger and points at Desmond, and in whatever arcane language that we use to cast our spells, he says Desmond's true name, and strikes him with it.
All right. So one of the Desmonds, the one that you point at,
I specifically point at the one who like clenched his fist before.
Okay. He like bursts into flame and like shrivels, and you can tell that he was not
the real.
He was not the real.
By looking at this, I'm assuming like I kind of know what he's doing. Is it like kill the real one and they all go away, or are they all the real Desmond?
Yeah, illusion spell.
Yeah, it's partially an illusion spell, but he's not like casting them as illusions. He made them all like different living versions of himself.
Okay, so we'd have to if we kill the main one, do they all go away?
You would think so. Yes. Okay.
Well, if we find the real one, then they're all gone.
I have a question, although it might be reaching slightly. With the phase hold thing on truth knowing when, like, honesty and things like that, would there be any way to know, for her to have some sort of inkling as to which is the real, the true Desmond and not an illusion? I don't expect to be like, oh, you know exactly what it is, and just make an instant fix like that.
Right.
But
you can cash in a debt to invoke it.
Hey, Desmond owes you a debt.
He does.
Yeah, but if I cash it in, I lose the plus ones. But then again, that helps to know which one is the real one. I also had another thing I wanted to cash in to hurt him if necessary. But you guys are the bigger hurt guys, so.
Meyer is definitely. I have to spend get corruption to hurt.
You can do that too. That might be a better tool for the end. Like, you can get more information about his faction and what they're planning by threatening him with that. Like you spoke falsehood to a member of the court of claws and paws. You will answer my question truthfully now, or blah blah blah. So for the moment, what do the other two of you do?
I did my thing. I say, if we find the real one, they should all go.
Should I turn werewolf again?
Why not?
Alright. What else? Well, I get corrupted.
Yeah. Well, I think you would anyway, because you're full
Alright.
So you get a new corruption move.
Yeah, look, I'll go. I'll turn a wolf. I'll make it.
All right. Dick's taking off his
Wait
pants.
A minute. Just
I'll go.
Just give him a second.
I'll get plus one blood.
All right. So describe your transformation.
Oh, that's a roll.
Do you have to roll? I forget.
I think because it's my I think so. Sun and Moon. I transform at will. Make mark of corruption to transform into.
Yep. You just spend the corruption.
But since I transform, I also can I roll my keep I keep my cool or declare a hunt.
Okay.
I don't want to say that. If what do I mark a hunt? What does that mean?
I think that means that you just you go nuts.
All right, I'll go nuts and go after them.
Would okay. he have to? Would he have to mark like a specific Desmond, or is it just Desmond and all of them count equally?
I think yeah, Desmond. Okay. He's going after the.
I'll just go crazy. I'll go feral.
Cool.
I'll
right. So yeah,
I see you transform. I just like sidestep away.
you know by the look in Vic's eye that you just want to stay out of the wolf's
way. He is
way.
A giant, like a dire wolf, like a huge, scary wolf thing.
Yep.
It's a. Going full on wolf.
Sick him.
Big dire wolf.
It's horrific. Like it's like the American Werewolf in London transformation scene where like his bones break yeah. and reset and it's incredibly painful and awful and they're screaming involved and at the end of it Vic just looks like he's out for blood. One of them looks as though he's going for a gun on the mantelpiece. A couple of them have taken cover behind the couch, and one of them is going to try to encase you in some kind of entrapment spell to cast on the three of you. So, what do you do?
Can I so since he's so big on illusions and having a lot of him. Can I tell him that I could do that too and glamours to make illusions of myself all over the place?
Yeah, sure.
It says, okay, right, it says for Bloodhound, it says when you hunt someone, roll plus blood, and on a hit, I know exactly where to find them and can follow. So, is that what that means? When it says I hunt them?
Yeah, I guess so.
So before everyone moves, I'm gonna. Do you guys want armor?
Sure.
Alright, so I'll spend two holds.
Ooh, I get three armor.
Yeah, and do the armor. So we all have plus one armor.
I got three right now.
I never erased it from the previous time. So
well, now. You got it now.
Alright, I'll roll plus blood. You can see if I can. Yeah. I got a roll plus blood, nine.
Nice.
So, nope. On a hit, I know exactly where to find him.
Okay. What does the 7-9 do for you?
Nothing. It, like I said, so on a it says on a hit, you know exactly where to find them and can follow their scent until you do. On a 10 plus, I only got a 9, so yeah. On a 10 plus, that was a matter, and I'll miss. I don't think I miss on a 9. So 10 plus, you move, got 1 plus. Plus one, but I didn't get it, and I'll miss. Someone unpleasant finds you first. Which,
okay,
yeah, it was a hit.
you just don't get like the extra bonus,
right?
I guess.
Yeah.
So you get the sense with you know sniffing the air, the one that's like leveling a gun at you to shoot you, Vic. You catch the scent of dead leaves on him. He doesn't smell like people.
Oh.
The people smell is coming from the huddle of Desmonds that are taking up a defensive position behind the couch. So you are getting shot. What do you do?
Cry.
I hope it's not a silver bullet.
Keep your cool to get away.
Okay. I'm gonna hope it's not a silver bullet. Scary.
That would suck.
I don't want silver.
Nobody wants a silver bullet.
I got a 7.
All right. So you can either get shot,
yeah.
But leaping away will put you in the area of effect of this other Desmond who is casting that entrapment spell.
I'll take the shot. Either way, I'm getting hit, I guess.
Okay. So take...
is it a silver bullet?
Take 4 harm. It is not a silver bullet.
So I get 1, because like 3 armor.
Yep. It bounces off you... somewhat harmlessly,
yeah.
You still get shot.
Oh.
But you do not get entrapped.
All right.
the other Desmond is bringing his hands together in a gesture of enclosing. The two of you can sense a wall of force sweeping you together into one area. So what do you do?
I'm gonna keep my cool to get out of there.
Yeah, that okay. Sounds like a thing.
Yeah, so go ahead.
I forget what that is. Hold on. Keep my cool is spirit. All right.
7.
12.
12.
Oh, no, 8. Either way.
All right. Joaquin, you get out of the way. But it leaves you open to an attack from one of the other Desmonds.
No. I hate those guys.
And he kind of grabs onto your wrists so that you can't get at your magical beads.
Okay.
and he looks at you and he gives you this like feral grin and he says, "It didn't have to go down this way, Joaquin."
No, I'm pretty sure it did.
Simone, you sidestep out of the way neatly.
I do a little twirl out of the way.
Nice. There are flowers spring into the air around you.
Yeah. Did my illusion spell work? My glamours?
You just cast that, right? There's no
roll to it.
What do you say? That pops off now.
Right, I just basically said, illusions, I can do that too, darling. And just,
And all of a sudden there are a bunch more of you around the room?
Yeah.
To describe, what are you doing to make that useful, to make it a distraction to him?
Well, as I'm sidestepping, I'm trying to dodge into, the area that one of my illusions would pop up into, so it's a little hard to tell which one is the real
Simone.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do that thing where, they all step out of you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't tell, you could be walking with them and
like
that's an illusion behind.
Mm.
Yeah, so they all step out of me like previously described by our friend Alex.
That's me! I just described that.
But what about Will?
He's our friend too.
Yes.
One of them by the fireplace has a poker,
mm-hmm.
And he just comes at you, swinging the poker. It actually bursts into flames, and he just comes screaming at you,
mm-hmm.
swinging this poker. He hits one of your illusions with it, mm-hmm. and it pops. But he is now trapped in a giggling circle of Simone and taking swipes at them. So you've distracted one of them. There's the guy who is trying to trap you behind the counter in the kitchen. There's also the cluster of Desmonds that seem to be defending the main Desmond.
Can you speak when you're in wolf form, or just growl?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll turn that back on Meyer. Vic, can you speak?
I think probably not.
Yeah,
I didn't keep my cool.
Yeah, you're just enraged.
Yeah.
So what
maybe,
do you guys?
Maybe
doing?
If I kept my cool, but
if you could say, he's behind the couch, but we'll
I'm gonna I'm gonna attack the clump because that's why I smell the human.
Yeah, that is where you spell the human.
I'll go for the giant clump.
All right, so go ahead and unleash an attack.
That's a 10.
Sweet.
Yeah, 10.
All right.
it's a plus. That's a 2 harm that armor pierces.
Okay. You choose one. Do you want to do terrible harm or take something from them?
Terrible harm.
Terrible harm. All right. So there are four of them that are clumped together, and two of them are just absolutely destroyed when you pounce on one of them and tear its throat out. And again, it's slightly disappointing because it just tastes like dead leaves.
Yeah.
And you spit them out, and it just enrages you more.
I have bloodlust, not leaf lust.
Yeah. One of them goes to bring something heavy down on you. It looks like a marble bust of some kind. And you just dive at it and dive through it.
Oh.
And it clatter, the bust clatters to the ground, and the figure is completely broken up.
I'm sorry, I can't picture it being anything but a bust of will.
It's a bust of will with a really confused expression.
What am I doing here?
I'm a bust. Where's my boobs?
The one that's carved in. I'm a bust. I should have boobs. Joaquin, the version of Desmond that is clutching your wrists. He's going to try to steal your focus. Take your bracelet and disarm.
All right, I'm gonna head. Well, I can. I could do magic without a focus.
I think that just helps you. Right?
Yeah, no, it helps me channel, so I can still do magic without it.
Right.
But I don't think I have a spell that would really help. He's not a helpless target, is he?
Oh no.
All right. I'm going to spend one hold to teleport myself.
Okay.
Short distance within the scene you're in.
Okay.
I'm going to tell my teleport so I can see Vic behind the couch tearing shit up.
Uh-huh.
How many were behind the couch?
There were four, now there are two.
Okay. So I'm going to spend a hold to just teleport behind the couch. I still have one left. Come here. There we go. And then fuck it. I'll just pull out my revolver and shoot one of them.
Okay.
So I guess that would just be unleash an attack.
Yeah.
Not great at that. Oh, that's a 10.
Nice. So you choose one.
It's two harm, close lab, reload, concealable. I will inflict terrible harm.
Okay. You shoot one of them in the head, and it flies apart as dead leaves. And you see one of them, the remaining one, looks up at you and kind of gives a weak little smile. And he says to you, you idiot. You have no idea what you're dealing with. They're 10 times as ruthless as I am. I only do their bidding because they can promise me so much more.
See, that's the difference. I don't really want anything.
You're not sure how you feel about that, Vic.
I buy his face off.
Who's?
Yes.
fine. Hey, Vic.
My pawn is chest.
Nice doggy.
I told you, he was really keen on killing you.
Question. Are any of the illusions of them, of him, Desmond doing anything else to me or the others right now?
They seem to be, trembling in fear.
Okay, I'm having a little dance with one of the illusions of myself.
Okay. just in a circle?
Yeah.
So
they're the intimidators and bad, but I'm the distractor.
Yeah. Vic, keep your cool to avoid just, tearing this asshole apart.
Alright, that's my spirit. Seven.
Okay,
So it's a 7-9.
I tell you what it's gonna cost.
Yeah.
You can do it,
yeah.
But you're gonna have to mark another harm because you just need to destroy something and put your rage somewhere. So you're just gonna
If I don't kill him?
If you don't kill him.
Yeah. All right.
It's either him or you go and bash your head against the wall in complete and utter rage until you transform back to put your anger somewhere.
All right, I'll bash my head and then. Is it what? How is it getting late now?
Yeah, it's full on night.
All right, I'll bash my head on there, take a harm, I guess, and then I'll.
So yeah, you slowly transform back to human form,
and then I run off because I'm going to hunt him.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to tell you to kill him once he tells us where the tablet is.
Nah, he's off.
Well, that's the thing. Like with the wolf, he's gonna kill right now. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah. All right. So Vic, there is a window, so yeah. You can just jump through the window.
You see him thrashing, thinking until he gets hurt. He bashes his head, and then he just howls, and you see him leap through the window and off into the garden.
I'll come over then. Me so, and my dancer.
Where's the tablets? Partner.
Of me.
They're in my safe. I can get them for you.
Perhaps we can get them. If you'd let us know how to get them.
That depends. Will you let me go? By the old rules, you owe me a sporting chance, Joaquin.
I think you already had your sporting chance. You had 12 of them.
Well, you can't blame an old conjurer for trying. He gives you a devilish grin.
We're going to follow you to your safe. Then we'll see what happens.
He stands.
You promise that you'll do this, correct?
Scout's honor. He takes you down a hallway that wasn't previously there. He lifts open a trapdoor in the floor, and takes you down a set of stairs that should be like floating somewhere in space based on the physics of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Down into a cellar. And you see a large vault that he traces of. There's like an incomplete circle of runes on it. Actually, not runes. He's a classical mage. So he fills in some ancient Greek in the circle of runes, and it opens. And he says, "Well, help yourselves."
Go get them.
Very well, Joaquin. I see there's no trust between us anymore. He walks in and takes some tablets down.
Can I look around to see if there's anything else good in his safe?
Oh yeah, it's all good. It's choice.
Okay. I'm gonna point to something that's really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And the relic too.
Oh my, for a impecunious mage, you do have discerning tastes.
I know what's good.
He takes it down, and he passes the tablets, which are quite heavy, and the relic that you indicated to you, and he says, "You know, the only reason I was able to get my hands on these is because the folks that I work for, well, they let me have them."
Okay, great. I don't care. I just want to undo the shit that you did. I don't care how you got them or where you got them from. We all have ways of procuring weird and crazy shits. So there's people out there who are just as big as bastards as you. That's no surprise.
Oh, believe me, Joaquin, they're much bigger bastards. And then he just dies.
Oh, I wanted to. Okay.
Meh.
Damn it! I was hoping to. If we wanted to kill, all right. Because I could cash in that
that debt.
That debt.
to use a power from my fairy magic, including ones not normally available to you. I was going to use my withering touch and do 3 harm to him.
Oh, now he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
No worries. You still have a dead on him. That doesn't necessarily mean he's
gone. Well, it's bad.
Right.
He can come back.
Was it like a suicide spell, or was it like an outside force?
You see, we'll go a little Bioshock on it. Why not? You see tattoos of chains around his
face. A big daddy comes and kills him.
And they burst. They burst into flames and they consume him bodily. After he's dropped dead, of course. So you get the feeling that he's violated some kind of pact or oath, and the consequences were mortal.
As his body smolders, I just reach in and grab something else off the shelf.
The building slowly starts to collapse.
I figured as soon as he was dead, that was going to happen. We should go. I don't even give a shit about these things. Let's get out of here.
I'm going to turn into a cat to get out of there.
Okay.
Because fucking why not?
I have one hold up. Can I spend that to just like teleport outside?
And in turning into a cat, I'm going to, instead of marking corruption or taking harm, I'm going to owe my monarch a debt.
Okay. So you call upon Felicity for her boons as the queen of paws and whiskers, and she grants you the feline form, and you were able to slip out. And Joaquin, how do you teleport? You just like
there's just like. Oh, like a flash.
And
I'm
you're
just
gone.
Outside.
All right, so the...
It's short range, you just...
As blue spines, like, fall...
Your mom?
And
hey, Ryan! Yes. Why didn't you build a building out of me better? Why am I blue?
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Ryan, that building you made out of your mom is collapsing.
Yeah, I know, Dad. I'm trying to narrate the end of the game here.
Sorry.
That's okay. So as Simone in feline form like jumps up to a windowsill and out the window that Vic tore through before, Joaquin, you just give kind of a little grunt and disappear, and the camera stays behind for a beat, and we just see the room entirely like collapse into itself. That's now we're in epilogue mode. So after studying the tablets, you find that this is in fact reversible.
Good.
You can save Sabrina.
Play me and kill her.
I would like to do that.
Okay. You put her back together. I guess each of you just like put a button on what we've done.
I
literally sew a button onto it. All right, keep going.
So, who wants to steal her body from the morgue?
I could try sneaking in there. And sneaking out, I suppose. Turning into a cat to get in there easily, and then turn into something bigger to carry the body out.
Bigger cat.
Because it doesn't say I'm restricted to...
I like that. So we see a scene of like the morgue at night. There's a pathologist in there, like doing an autopsy on a body. A tiny house cat walks in, and the pathologist kind of looks over her shoulder like, oh, a cat in here.
She shoots it.
She goes back to. She goes back to describing the autopsy she's doing. She's got one of those little microphone TVs, narrating the different weights of organs and possible causes of death. And then there's like a crash and a giant like panther.
Yeah. Oh.
comes bounding out of the room with a corpse. Draped in a sheet, like it's a giant cat, so it's like clutched like a kitten in its jaws, and you just like rush past And she like screams, and then there's kind of this kind of like a beat, and she looks and the drawer is that the body was in is just like swinging with its hinges ripped off. All right. So
does she continue the recording?
What?
Does she continue the recording?
So somebody else?
Yes, I'll go next. So there's a delicate. So now that I'm in my sanctum and I have time, I like use a spell to put her to sleep in the jail cell.
Uh-huh.
And then like open it up and bring her out into the main sanctum next to the sheets covering her body. And I perform the ritual to reverse what was done to her. The way it looks is like, I spend like an hour chanting and doing what I have to do. And the head of the golem, like the head on the golem just disappears. And under the sheets, like it just takes shape. So like
yeah.
the sheet lifts up where her head is. And then after, once her head's attached, there's a beat. And then like the golem just crumbles apart into just rocks and metal and stuff. And then she like sits up.
There's a close up on one of the bent metal claws, and you just see that Greek writing in it. It starts to like fizzle and dissolve into smoke as the golem part of her body collapses.
I chanted in anti-Greek.
And she like looks around. And says, what happened?
It's okay. It was you had a bad dream.
Oh. She looks over at you and she says, I don't thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, she just said, I don't thank you.
The artifacts that I stole from Desmond,
uh-huh.
I sold to another wizard.
Okay.
And I give her the money.
Okay, great.
I think Vic returns to the gardens and he goes to the spot where the tower once was, and maybe he like finds like something doesn't belong, like a button or a pin. He sniffs it and tries to figure out what this fucking this rest of the group is.
Okay.
I thought you were going to walk over and pee on me.
Well, he does that too.
I do that too.
Oh, okay.
That
too.
All right.
Just lift your leg.
So I've got a scene a button for the whole thing. So you find we'll say it is a button.
Uh-huh.
Name a politician. It's a campaign button for a politician.
All right.
Mayor LaGuardia.
Mayor LaGuardia.
No.
Someone who's terrible. How about McConnell? Mitch McConnell.
Oh, God.
I was thinking more like a local politician. Oh. It could be like Mayor such and such, or
Mayor Douchebag.
It's pronounced Douchebag.
Douchebag.
How about Mayor
Dutchebag?
Mayor Dutchebag. Okay. I was going to say Mayor Bog.
Bog.
But yeah, it's a campaign button, not necessarily mayor. It just says Bog. Yeah. And you get it with two G's on it. B-O-double-G.
The road bog.
You sniff it. You sniff it and you get like a really it's disgusting and disturbing, the scent.
Oh, God.
As awful and corrupt as the tower smell, this smells 10 times worse.
Oh, boy.
So you head back to your apartment.
I pee on the thing first.
You look around to make sure no
one's
around.
This is mine now!
And then you pee on the sculpture, which has fallen over. You head back to your apartment, and you hear the television from the other room.
Yeah.
And Farah says to you, "Oh, Vic,
yeah.
are you back?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
What happened?
I had a vision.
What was the vision?
Not good. They're coming.
Who?
And then we cut to black. So that was Urban Shadows.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
it was good. I like our characters.
Yeah, definitely.
We had a good balanced team.
So I kind of had this. I mean, I guess you're always setting up for campaigns with Powered by the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
But I used the one shot rules to kind of like force a conflict to a close a little bit.
Yeah. No, it worked. Yeah, it was fun.
Thoughts, comments, suggestions, anything
it was
like?
Good.
Yeah.
Do you guys play this more? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Let's pee on.
Pee on more things. Yeah, no, I think we had a good team. We had a good power balance. I think it worked well.
I decided to call that one "What Sphinx of Cement and Aluminum,"
okay.
Which is a quote from Howl.
Not T.S. Eliot.
Not T.S. Eliot. Ginsberg. No. So yeah, if we ever want to get back to this, we can delve deeper into the corrupt organization that wants to harness the magical places of East Tremont, and figure out what's going on there.
Cool.
I wouldn't be opposed.
I forgot to use my magical insta-success. Right.
So I'll hang on to these characters, and if we ever feel if we ever have a free space in the program again, we'll bring it out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad you guys liked it. Anybody have any final will thoughts?
Why don't I have boobs?